Welcome to the pregame show. High school football is just around the corner here on Sunny 101.3. First, we sit down with the head coaches to get their thoughts on tonight's matchup. We send it now to Sunny's John Nixon.
Good afternoon. It's time for high school football playoff action to begin. Today, we start with Nebraska 8-man high school football playoffs as they get a jump on the rest of the Nebraska high schools. 8-man playing a week earlier than everybody else. They have an 8-game regular season and an extra round of the playoffs. Today, on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson-Brock Eagles will be hosting the Windside Wildcats. Johnson-Brock in the playoffs for a 7th consecutive year. Windside, they made it last year. They lost the opening round to Why Not. Before that, it was a 10-year drought in the playoffs, or from the playoffs, for Windside. Windside had a long trip down here today, but they'll be ready to play in this ball game. Windside comes in here 5-3. Johnson-Brock 6-2 on the season. I had a chance to visit with both of the coaches about today's matchup. We'll begin with the Windside coach and follow that up with a chat with Coach Mitch Roberts of Johnson-Brock. That's all coming your way after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Speckman Realty and Auction is having a public land auction Tuesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. in Auburn. The Bob and Rosalie Davis Estate, located just off Highway 75 in Stella, Nebraska, includes a 118-acre farm, 101 of which are tillable, including Muddy Creek bottom ground, and 8 acres of heavy timber along the creek with hunting potential. The site has outbuildings, a septic system, and well with amazing views and ample privacy. More info and aerial drone footage online at SpeckmanRealtyAndAuction.com. The Stella Land Auction is Tuesday, November 2nd, in Auburn at 1 p.m.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time to begin our visit with the coaches. Today we start with the coach for Windside, Coach Michael Nave. Coach, let's start with congratulations when you get through at least a 2-month football season here of games, plus all the summer work and all the preseason work. You get to the playoffs and you get in there. It's your kids have done a good job for you, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. The kids have, like you said, put in a lot of time and a lot of good effort, so, and it's paid off for us thus far.
I look at your schedule, and I see that playing Johnson-Brock in the playoffs is going to be no big deal today because you've already played 4 playoff teams this year, so the schedule's been a pretty decent one for you.
It's, we've had our moments where we have really shined, and then, you know, some moments where we weren't playing our best. So, you know, we are looking to come out and have a good game against Johnson-Brock. This will be a for our team, we've not played Johnson-Brock before, and being my third year here, this is a new game to me as well, so it should be fun.
You bet, and it's kind of nice to get those matches. It's better to get somebody new than to play those rematches. A lot of times we used to get in the first round all the time. Tell us about your football team. On offense today, what are we going to see from your squad?
Well, we are got a lot of several seniors that really do make a solid impact. They've been, like I said, with me now for 3 years and understand the system. Try and spread the football out a little bit, run it a little bit. So just a variety of things, hopefully, to do whatever we need to do to get things done right.
Mm-hmm. And as far as defensively, what's the philosophy over there?
Fundamental. Watch our reads, you know, attack, swarm, and the kids have a saying as far as dominate, so, and, they buy into it, and they feel as though when they're on their game, they can really dominate, and they bring a lot of hustle to the ball.
Mm-hmm. And Johnson Brock, seems like one of those teams that their offense, they kind of adapt to whatever the defense is doing. It sounds like they do a lot of different things as well.
Absolutely. Watching film and looking at stats and everything else that, you know, the coach goes into, we match up very well. So I'm very pleased with how we are matched up this first round. I'm looking for a very good game on both sides of the ball.
Obviously, you'd always like to be at home for that first playoff game, but fans always want to know what kind of trip do you have down to Johnson today?
Well, we're going to leave kind of early, stop in Fremont, get out and stretch a little bit at Midlands, have a little lunch, and get down to Johnson there. I'll kind of walk the field and do some of that stuff before we go in and start getting ready for padding them up.
All right, Coach, if you would, we'll finish with this. A couple of keys to the games if things are going well for your Wildcats today.
Ball control, obviously, on offense with blocking and hitting our holes and everything else. And then on defense, making good reads and good tackles, fundamentals.
All right. Sound just like the game's supposed to be played. Coach, congratulations on getting here. Good luck in the ball game today.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Welcome back to a pregame show. It's time now to visit with Johnson Brock, Coach Mitch Roberts. Coach, we want to start with congratulations. We mentioned it earlier this morning during the coaches program, but seventh straight year the Eagle football team has made the playoffs. That's a sign that the program is up and running and doing things the right way when you just keep getting there over and over.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great kids come through the program, and
you know, it's something that we take pride in. You know, Coach Davis and Coach Newman had some really good teams there, and then kind of got out of the playoffs and lost the streak. And it's something our kids, you know, I think really take pride in and want to focus on. And, you know, that's every team's goal, is to make it to the postseason.
And your kids are there at 6-2. The two losses to two of the very best, one of the very top teams in D1, and Sacred Heart looks to be one of the top teams in D2 along with your squad.
Yeah, you know, obviously you don't want to lose any football games, but I think playing those two good teams kind of told us where we were, you know, that we can kind of compete with everybody when we play clean football. And you know, you have to control the turnovers and you have to do things the right way when you get to this time of the year. So you just hope that you're playing good football at the right time, and that everybody's clicking on the same day.
All right, let's talk about today's opponent, Windside. I don't know much about them other than they are 5-3. They played some very tough opponents. They played some that weren't, which the state makes your schedule. You had no control over who you play. What have you been able to find out about the Wildcats?
Yeah, they've got some good athletes. You know, we know they've got some good speed, really good running back. You know, he's well over 1,000 yards, close to 20 rushing touchdowns, I think. So we're going to have to shut him down, and that's a tall task. But when those teams from the Northeast come down, you know, we never know what to expect, but we know they're going to be physical, and they're going to try to establish a run.
As far as your football team, you guys are in good position on offense. You can kind of do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we've had a nice balanced attack this year. You know, we've got a lot of different kids that can make plays, and that's always a nice thing to have at my disposal, you know, calling the plays. So happy with the way things have gone. You know, they're going to have to be really on today with the way Windside plays defense, good linebackers. You know, we got to execute every play.
What are they going to do defensively, you think?
They've shown a lot of pressure from their linebackers, a lot of blitzes. They kind of play you with the soft zone, so you can't get away with any big plays. So we're going to have to be able to march the ball down the field and, you know, hopefully put it in the end zone enough times to come away with a win.
And your football team, we talked about a little bit earlier. Everybody's getting some roughed up, a little bit. Players some roughed up this time of the year. Your kids, I'm sure, Windside kids they're all the same. You just hope by this point in the season everybody is making it through and gets on to the next game, because it's a rough and tumble sport.
Yeah, it is, and you know, we know that's part of the game. We were fortunate through most of the season to not have anything significant, and unfortunately, you know, they start to pop up right now. But you just hope your kids are healthy and they're able to compete the next game, because they worked so hard to get to this point. You don't want to see them lose that opportunity.
What do you see as some of the keys today, Coach, for your kids to win?
Turnover battle is always a big one. You know, we're going to have to slow them down and force a couple turnovers in order to come away with this game. And you know, control the line of scrimmage. We've shown this year that we like to run the ball a little more than in the past, and obviously they do too. So we've got to win up front, kind of limit their time of possession, because they like to control the clock.
Coach, with that, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game today.
All right. Thanks, John.
We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Good afternoon, everyone, from Johnson, Nebraska. It's time once again for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. This afternoon, the Class D2 eight-man state playoffs, the Johnson Brock Eagles, are hosting the Windside Wildcats. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. This afternoon, seated alongside Tom Bartek. And, Tom, this is my idea of a perfect afternoon for high school football.
55 degrees and sunny out there, Randy. Tough to beat.
Very little wind blowing. Of course, artificial turf here at Johnson Brock. They've kept the turf nice and green all summer throughout the dry spell that we've had. They sprayed for dandelions earlier today and got a good kill, it looks like.
Oh, quick, so, too.
Going to be a great afternoon for high school football. I can't wait to get into this one. A couple of good football teams here. The Johnson Brock Eagles, as most of our listeners know, are 6-2 on the year. Their only two losses were to a couple of pretty good football teams, and that would be Nebraska City Lords and the Sacred Heart Irish. The Windside Wildcats, well, they've had a good year also. They are 5-3 on the season coming into this one, so this looks to be a terrific matchup in eight-man high school football here this afternoon in Johnson. We'd like to take a minute here to welcome all of our listeners on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. You can click on Listen Live and select KLZA and hear our broadcast all around the world. Also, a very special welcome to all of our viewers on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. We're very honored. Tara Studheit is allowing us to provide the audio feed to that video stream, and that, again, that's the Johnson Brock Strive TV, and you can watch it anywhere in the world and pick up our audio all synced right up with the video that they'll be feeding. Our video engineer this afternoon, technician, is Logan Schultz. He's a junior at Johnson Brock High School. He'll be our camera operator and getting that video stream going in just a few minutes, so we welcome you to that also. Right now we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, Althea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
Grinnell Mutual has a strong agricultural history, as do many of our agents. We recognize the unique needs of farmers and farm industries. That's why we have many options to protect your agribusiness, allowing you to mix and match coverages to meet your specific operations needs. Errors and accidents can happen to anyone. Make sure your business is properly protected. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, at 274-5341 for a quote, or visit grinnellmutual.com for details.
Never underestimate a person's judgment when they choose to purchase their vehicle at Brinkman Brothers, your Buick, Pontiac, and Chevrolet dealer in Tecumseh. Professionalism and reliability are obvious, or how else could they have been in business for over 40 years? Brinkman boasts a huge showroom, and they believe that personal service after the sale is as important as the sale. Visit Brinkman Brothers on the Courthouse Square in Tecumseh. Judge for yourself. You're bound to agree.
There's something to be said for supporting your community. At Tecumseh Federal Bank, one of the top priorities is keeping the community strong. It shows in their convenient hometown banking services and their honest way of doing business. with no hidden fees, very competitive rates, and FDIC protection. Most important, your loan won't be sold to an outsider, and your money stays here in the community. Helping people since 1904 enjoy investments they live with. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to Johnson, Nebraska. We got in here on the tail end of our national anthem being performed by one of the vocal students here at Johnson Brock. My name is Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek alongside, as we're waiting for the flag to exit the field. Let's go ahead and take a look now at the starting lineup for this afternoon's eight-man playoff game. First of all, let's look at the offensive starters for the Windside Wildcats. They'll go with Tyler Carlson at center. He's a senior. The left guard is Zach Bilstein. Bilstein just a sophomore. At the right guard is Mason Topp. He's a junior. The ends will be Maddox McGuire, a senior, and Dean Kruger. Kruger is a junior. He's got 12 catches, 211 yards. He's 6'8", a big target out there at the tight end for the Wildcats. At the quarterback for Windside is Dax Beamer. Beamer is a senior. He's completed 39 of 70 passes, thrown for 514 yards. The running backs are a pair of brothers, Art Escalante and Gabe Escalante. Art and Gabe, both seniors. Art carried the ball 72 times, 326 yards. Gabe is the big man rushing, 117 yards rushing for 1,222 yards. Tom, he averages 10 yards every time he carries the football, so he'll be one we'll be watching. The Windside Wildcats are coached by Coach Mike Knave. They are 5-3 on the season. Let's take a look now at that Windside defense.
Defensive starters for Windside. Nose guard is Mason Topp, a junior. The defensive ends are Tyler Carlson and Austin Nelson. At the linebacker position are Art Escalante and Maddox McGuire. Defensive backs, Gabe Escalante and Caden Ellis, and at the safety position is Jacoby Mann.
Now the offensive starters for your Johnson Brock Eagles. 6-2 on the year. At center, Mason Benham, a senior. The left guard is Leighton Behrens, a sophomore. At the right guard is Zach Hawley. He's a sophomore. The wide receiver at the left side, Hunton Gravatt. Gravatt is a senior. Tight end is Ryan Bowling, also a senior. At quarterback for the Eagles, Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger is a senior. He's 73 for 121 passing, has thrown for 1,032 yards. 14.1 yards average per completion this year for Fossenbarger. Caleb has also carried the ball 82 times for 557 yards, averaging 6.8 yards per rush is Caleb Fossenbarger. The running back is Sloan Pelican. Pelican, sophomore. He's carried the ball 69 times, 381 yards, and the wide receiver is Jalen Behrens. Behrens is a sophomore. Those are the offensive starters for the Eagles. As we said, they are 6-2 on the year. They're coached by head coach Mitch Roberts. Once again, we welcome all of our viewers on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. And glad to have you tuning in for this afternoon's game. We're live from Johnson, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek alongside. Right now over on our sister station, KTNZ, the Sacred Heart Irish are getting ready to tee off in Jug Brown Stadium. They're hosting Osmond. Osmond in town facing Sacred Heart. John Nixon has the call for you on that, and that's going on right now. Okay, coin toss was won here, I believe, by Johnson Brock, and they deferred. So Windside wants the football. Johnson Brock will be kicking from our left to right, from south to north, with what little breeze there is at their back. Teeing the football up is Sloan Pelican at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return it, Gabe Escalante stands on the far side. Here's the kick, an end-over-ender, and it's going to go into the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. And that's where the Windside Wildcats will have their first possession of this D2 eight-man playoff game. All right, spot the football at the 15-yard line. Dax Beamer is the quarterback. You'll hear a lot from Gabe Escalante. He's their big ball carrier, most of the carries, 117 carries. A about 50 more than anybody else on the team. They'll come over the ball in a split back formation, double tight end set. Gabe to the right, Art to the left, behind the quarterback, Dax Beamer. Hands under center, gives to Gabe Escalante, right up the middle. He's out to the 20-yard line, across the 20, near the 21. He'll be dropped there.
Number 35. Sorry. Number 35, yes, Ryan Bowling on the stop there for Johnson Brock. Just got to get it on the right sheet, Randy.
Yeah. Gain of six on the carry for Gabe Escalante. The ball now at the 21-yard line. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Wildcats. Again, the backs are split behind Beamer. Hands under center. Dax Beamer takes the snap. Again, gives to Escalante. This time he was hit at the line, broke a tackle across the 30. Out to the 35-yard line goes Gabe Escalante. And we knew that's what was going to happen. That kid can run.
Offenbarger, he was the last one before pay dirt there made the stop.
Escalante puts the football to the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Windside Wildcats. Wildcats break their huddle. We're going to see this same set, I think, over and over here. This time they're going to set Noah in an I formation. Escalante in the top of the I, Gabe in the top, pitch the ball back to Gabe. He'll run out to his right. Here comes the pursuit. He's hit and dropped short of the 40-yard line, right at about midfield. Gabe Escalante, 3 carries in a row, and he's moved the ball from the 15-yard line all the way out to the 39.
We're 40 Leighton Barons there on the stop for JB.
Put the football just short of the 40-yard line on the far side hash mark, wide side of the field to the left. Windside going from our right to left, north to south. Escalante splits wide to the right. That's Gabe. Art Escalante in the backfield, set off the right hip of Dax Beamer. Beamer in the shotgun formation. Gives it up the middle to Art. Art runs forward across the 40-yard line, down near the 39, met there in the middle of the line. After a gain of a couple, it's going to bring up third down and still about 5 yards to go.
Good tackle there by Sloan Pelican for Johnson Brock.
Big third down play here for this Johnson Brock defense. Windside just lining up and running the football right at the Eagles in this first possession of the ball game. Just underway here in the first quarter. No score yet in the contest. Class D2, 8-man playoffs. Split out to the right is Art Escalante. Shotgun. No, under center goes Dax Beamer. Pitches the ball back to Gabe Escalante. Gabe stumbles a minute. Then he gets hit in the backfield and be dropped for a loss. Back near the 38-yard line, it'll bring up a 4th-down-and-7 situation for the Windside Wildcats.
Leighton Barons are the first one to him on that. Kind of threw him for a 2-yard loss there, Randy.
Well, Gabe actually stumbled just a little bit as he got the football, and boy, that moment's hesitation was all that the Johnson Brock defense needed to close on him quickly and make the stop. 4th-down-and-7, what would usually be a punting situation, but we'll have to wait and see what the Wildcats do here. As they huddle up near the 30-yard line on 4th-and-7, the line of scrimmage is at their own 38-yard line. It appears they're going after this thing.
Wow.
Here we go. 4th-down-and-7 from their own 38-yard line. Beamer hands under center. Has a flanker out to the left. Pitches the ball back. They want to throw. Rolling to the right. Art Escalante in trouble. He's hit. Throws the ball upfield. The pass falls incomplete. I don't see any flags anywhere, so the Wildcats gambled on 4th-and-7 from their own 38-yard line. They throw an incomplete halfback pass. They'll turn it over on downs, and Johnson Brock's defense has held. Eagles get the football 1st and 10. They'll begin their first possession at the 38-yard line of the Wildcats.
They were not fooled by that, Randy.
Here comes Johnson Brock, their first possession of the ball game. Wide receiver, wide to the right is Nick Perriott. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger sets in the shotgun formation. Sloan Pelican sets behind him. Fossenbarger puts a man in motion left to right. Has the snap. A flag is thrown before we even get underway here. And procedure penalty is going to be called against the Eagles. So that's not the way you want to start. And I'm going to start offensively here for Johnson Brock. A 5-yard penalty puts the football back to the 37-yard line now. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be 1st and 15 for the Eagles. Caleb Fossenbarger again sets in the shotgun with Pelican set behind him, calling a starting count. They come in motion from left to right. Fossenbarger on the pitch. Pitches back to Jalen Behrens, his trailing back. Turns the corner, the 40. He'll be taken out of bounds near the, he got a very generous spot here at the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
Ball is at the 35. We'll give him a gain of 8 on the carry, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
Jacoby Mann knocked him out of bounds there.
Wow.
For Windside.
Johnson Brock, I'm sure, will take it, but everybody on this near sideline is shaking their heads, realizing what took place. Ball's at the 35-yard line. Fossenbarger in the shotgun formation. Pelican in motion. Fakes to Pelican. Up the middle goes Fossenbarger. He's inside the 30, down inside the 25, down to the 20-yard line goes Caleb Fossenbarger all the way to the 20, and it'll be first and 10 for the Johnson Brock Eagles at the 20 of the Wildcats.
He's thrown down there by Gabe Escalante.
See if you can get a time down here.
8:46.
All right, 8:46 to play, first period, no score. Hunter Gravatt goes wide to the left, wide to the right, Nick Perriott. In the backfield, Pelican sets on the right hip of Fossenbarger out of the shotgun. Hand off to Pelican, right into the middle. He slices off the left side. He's going to get 4 or 5 yards. Looks like he's down near the 15 or 16-yard line.
McGuire made the stop there for Winside.
Sloan Pelican, a sophomore, I describe his running type as sort of a bowling ball type running type.
He's put together, isn't he? That's a big boy.
Kind of looks like a fire plug going into that defensive line. Spot the ball at the 16-yard line, call it a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6 yards to go. Perriott goes wide right. In the slot to the right is Gravatt. Jalen Behrens is flanked to the right also. Quarterback Fossenbarger has a snap, rolls right. He's looking downfield. He'll tuck the ball and keep it. He's inside the 10 and driven out of bounds. Down around the 8 or 9 yard line, it's going to be first and goal for the Eagles. Spot the football at the 7 yard line. That's where they'll mark it.
Escalante and McGuire knocked him out there. 7:53 left here in the first, Randy.
I'll count on you to update us on
between plays. We're on an angle, and it's hard to see.
At the 7-yard line, first and goal for the Eagles. Caleb Fossenbarger in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. In motion goes Pelican. Give the ball to Pelican.
Fumble.
He fumbles the football. It's loose. And I believe the Eagles got back on it. Oh, Johnson Brock so very fortunate to get that ball back. Falling on it, I think, was Fossenbarger. The ball was actually lying on the ground in front of two defenders.
Right.
Neither of them were able to gather that in.
Just missed it there. 33, Dean Kruger there for Winside. Looked like he was going to pull it in, and then Fossenbarger jumped right back on it.
Loss on the play puts the ball back out to the 9-yard line. First and goal, or second and goal, rather, from the 9 now. This time, Barron sits in the backfield behind Fossenbarger. There's a snap on the option. Fossenbarger keeps it, crashes into the middle, inside the 5, down near the goal line, and he stopped just short of the goal line. Inside the 1 is where they're going to mark the football. It'll be 3rd down and goal from about a half a yard out.
McGuire stopped him just short of that goal line. That looks like that's on about the 2-inch line there.
I'll count on you to give me a time when
I will do that.
Here. All right, here come the Eagles over the football. Inside the 1, Fossenbarger has the snap, gives to Pelican, he goes in standing up.
7:13.
The score comes with 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. It'll be a 1-yard run, and the touchdown scored by Sloan Pelican. So Johnson Brock, on their first possession, is able to come down here and go up 6-0 as we line up for the 2-point conversion. They were very fortunate on that fumble to get the recovery here with a couple of defenders right around the football. Split trips wide to the right for Fossenbarger. The try for the 2-point conversion, he's going to run to the right. It's a race to the pylon, and he carries it in. Fossenbarger carries in for the 2-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes up 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock. This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, after taking over on downs at the 38-yard line, it took the Johnson Brock Eagles 7 plays to cover those 38 yards, capped by a 1-yard touchdown run by Sloan Pelican. Caleb Fossenbarger carried in for the 2-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes on top 8-0 with 7:13 to play in the first period. The Eagles lead it. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Sloan Pelican has the ball teed up at the 30, ready to kick it away. And again, it's going to be fielded this time at the 5. Return man upfield to the 10, across the 15, the 20, out near the 24-yard line. And on the return, bringing the football out there, was
24.
Peyton Ellis. Ellis, the return man. He's a senior on the return.
Ryan Bowling on the stop there for the Eagles.
So the football will be spotted between the 23 and 24-yard line. We'll call it the 23, actually. And that's where the Wildcats will start. They gambled on 4th down and 7 from their own 38, and it cost of Johnson Brock able to capitalize on that field position. Let's see what the Wildcats can do here. Spread the formation. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Art Escalante in the backfield. Back to pass is Beamer. Beamer going to run it forward now. He's got some running room up the middle, out across the 30, the 35, on his feet across the 35, out to the 38. Gain of about 14 yards on the carry for Dax Beamer. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Windside Wildcats.
Hunter Gravett made the stop. That was a tough run. Didn't see anything and just tucked and ran, Randy.
Yeah, Gravett had to make an open field tackle there on Beamer, or he was off to the races. At the 38-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Wildcats. You're just tuning in. 8-0 our score. Johnson Brock scored on their first possession. Dax Beamer brings him out to the line of scrimmage, puts a wide receiver to the left side of the field. He's back to pass. Beamer sets, throws out here to the left. The pass is complete, making the catch. On the receiving end was Caden Ellis, and Ellis has it across midfield down near the 35-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Right at the 35. Give him a gain of 7, 2nd and 3.
Grab it there on coverage and made the stop there for the Eagles.
Put the ball on the near side hash mark right in front of the press box at the 35-yard line. Wildcats now in Eagle territory for the first time. Their last drive stalled at their own 38. Spot the ball at the 35. Dax Beamer puts the backs in the I formation. In the top of the I, Gabe Escalante. The fullback is Art. Hand off to Gabe right up the right side. He'll be hit and dropped near the first down marker, near the 31. I think he's going to have enough for the first down for the Wildcats.
Leighton Barron's there to make the stop for the Eagles. Yeah, first down. First down, Windside.
Hope you're enjoying the broadcast this afternoon. My name is Randy Gatula, Tom Bartik alongside as we bring you the game both on Sunny 101.3 FM and on Johnson Brock's Strive TV. Dax Beamer splits the backs behind him. Art to the left, Gabe to the right. Give the ball to Gabe Escalante. He starts out to his left. He's hit near the line of scrimmage, then dropped after a short gain inside the 30, down to near the 28-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 3 on the carry.
Mason Benham, a senior there for the Eagles, made the stop.
The gain of 3 yards brings up 2nd down and 7 now for the Wildcats. Can you get a time for me, Tom?
We've got 5 minutes and 9 seconds left and counting.
That's in the first quarter, 5:09 in the first. With the football spotted at the 28-yard line on the near side hash mark. White side of the field to the right for Dax Beamer. Sets his backs in the I formation. Escalante in the top of the I. Back to pass is Beamer. Looks out to his right. Pass deflected and then caught. Sloan Pelican nearly tipped that away. And then Maddox McGuire caught the ball off the deflection, off the fingertips of Sloan Pelican. McGuire with a good heads-up play.
I thought Pelican was going to take that back all the way. It looked like he had wide open field. That was something.
Pelican had nothing but about 40 yards of green real estate between him and the goal line. If he grabs that one, went off his fingertips, and McGuire managed to gather it in. Ball is spotted now at the 26-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5 yards to go. Big 3rd and 5 here for this Johnson Brock defense. Single setback, Art Escalante. Gabe is split to the right. Back to pass is Beamer. Throws it out to the left side to Art. Art's one-on-one out here. Met and stopped. He may be tackled short of the first down. There to make the tackle on him, Hunter Gravatt, and Gravatt was waiting there. Very close. It's going to be 4th down. Now, they went for it on 4th and 7 from their own 38. I don't think there's much doubt what's going to happen here.
I think they're going for it.
The line of scrimmage is just inside the 22-yard line. It's 4th down and 1 for the Wildcats. Let's see what Johnson Brock's defense can come up with this time. From just inside the 22. Dax Beamer, backs in the I formation. Escalante. Beamer on a quarterback sneak. Ooh, this is going to be close. He dove forward. His initial drive was stopped. Then he kind of veered off toward the right, and it's going to be close. Let's see.
It looks like he got a pretty good spot there, but wow, that is going
to
be tight.
Have to bring
tight.
The chains in, yeah. It looked as though he was stopped initially when he tried to go to his left. Then he bounced off to the right and did get a little yardage. He only needed a yard. The ball is just outside the 21. This is going to be within the length of the football one way or the other here. Let's see when they stretch it out. He's going to have it by the length of the football. So a big gamble there, Winside, especially after they turned it over on downs on their last fourth down situation. But this time it pays off for them, and they have the ball first and 10 now at the Johnson Brock 21-yard line. What do we got for time here?
4 minutes and counting.
4 minutes to play first quarter. If you're just tuning in, 8-0. Johnson Brock leading here. The Wildcats over the football, first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Dax Beamer, Escalante set behind him. Gabe Escalante comes in motion. He's hit as he takes the handoff and then thrown back. Maybe got yardage down to about the 20. He's only going to get about a yard out of that.
Yeah, Leighton Behrens, they tried a little bit of a quick handoff there, but he was not fooled by the play.
Well, if they paid any attention to the stat box, there's no doubt what the Wildcats do. They run Escalante and Escalante, and occasionally they throw to 6'8" Dean Kruger. So gain of one on the play, second down and 9 at the 20-yard line. The back's in the eye. Gabe dots the top of the eye. Art is the fullback. Dax Beamer takes a snap. He's back to pass. Dumps it out to the right. Ball falls incomplete off the fingertips of Gabe Escalante, and that'll bring up third down and 9, and it's a lucky thing there for Johnson Brock that Gabe was not able to gather that one in because he had a little room out there.
Just led him a little too much on that, Randy. Got a fingertip on him, but couldn't bring it in.
Ball is at the 20-yard line, third down and 9 to go now for the Winside Wildcats. Winside located up between Wayne and Norfolk, about 20 miles northeast of Norfolk. Beamer takes a snap up the middle. Escalante, he's got to be met at the line and stopped for a short gain inside the 20 down to the 19. And once again, Winside is going to be facing a fourth down situation, fourth down and 8 from the 19-yard line. On fourth and 7 from their own 28, they went after it and failed. Let's see what they do here.
Mason Benham made the stop.
In eight-man football, this is kind of no man's land. You can't kick it. You can't really punt it. You may as well see what you can do. Fourth down and 8. The line of scrimmage, the 19-yard line, the ball between the hash marks. Winside going from our right to left, from north to south. Spread formation. Two wide receivers to either side of the field. Beamer in the shotgun. Pitches the ball inside. Hit is Escalante. He's going to be stopped short. They make the tackle at the 17-yard line. The ball was ripped away. Johnson Brock started down the field with it. They're going to say the play was blown dead. That's almost as good. Off to the races there for a minute was Johnson Brock's Hunter Gravatt. Gravatt had 6 points in his hand, he thought. But the bottom line here is the Eagle defense, for the second time in this first quarter, has managed to hold the Wildcats on a fourth down and long. Johnson Brock will take over first and 10. This drive will begin at their own 17-yard line. With how much time left, Tom?
We've got 2:22, Randy.
That's in the first quarter. Spread receivers to the left. Single backfield, all alone in the backfield, is Fossenbarger. He's back to pass. Fossenbarger, he's going to go deep, looking downfield. There's the receiver. The pass is tipped away and falls incomplete, looking for Hunter Gravatt. Gravatt was down near the 30-yard line. Double coverage. The ball was there, but just tipped away. Ball's incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Eagles.
Caden Ellis recovered quickly there because he did have a few steps on him. That ball, I think, kind of got knocked down a little bit by whatever breeze was out there.
Beautiful afternoon for high school football. Temperatures in the 50s, bright sunshine, very little wind, artificial turf. It doesn't get much better. Caleb Fossenbarger sets in the shotgun formation with Pelican behind him. Fossenbarger has the snap. Gives to Pelican right up the middle. He crashes into the center of the defensive line for short yardage. Looks to be out around the 18 or 19-yard line. He's only going to get about a yard, yard and a half out of that, so it's going to bring up third down and long now for Johnson Brock.
Kruger and Top stopped him there for not much of a gain.
Line of scrimmage is going to be the 18-yard line. Third down, 8 yards to go for Johnson Brock. They lead it 8-0 after scoring on their first possession. Trips out to the left. Three wide receivers left for Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger calls his count. He has the snap, sets in the pocket, going to throw deep once again downfield. The receiver's there. Pass is going to be complete to Gravatt at the 30-yard line. Gravatt had to wait for that thing to get to him. Hunter Gravatt, the senior receiver, had a defensive man right on him, but he came back, got to the football, and came up with a catch at the 30. So on fourth and long, Johnson Brock with a big play.
Caden Ellis there on coverage, and I think he just got turned around a little bit there and lost the ball for a minute, and by the time he recovered, boom.
Again, a big welcome to all of our viewers on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. Glad to have you with us. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. The ball at the 30-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Flossenbarger calls his starting count, has the snap, turns, gives it off to Gravatt, running from left to right, turns the corner. He's at the 35, hit there and then thrown back. Gravatt will have the ball, gain of 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Eagles.
Escalante throws him down there for the tackle.
This afternoon's game being heard live, both here on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM in Ball City, Nebraska, and on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. Video technician today here is Logan Schultz, our cameraman for Johnson Brock Broadcasting. Flossenbarger has a single setback behind him. Jalen Behrens calling a starting count. Caleb Flossenbarger waiting for the snap. Long count at the line this time. Flossenbarger has the ball, sets in the pocket. He's got time, going to throw down the right sideline. Jalen Behrens, touchdown! A 25-yard touchdown pass. Or check that. That was Nick Perriott. I'm sorry. Perriott on the receiving end of that. 25 yards on the pass play to Nick Perriott. And Perriott takes it in untouched for the touchdown. Got a time for me there, Tony?
It is 21 seconds left in the first quarter,
21
Andy.
21 seconds to play in the first period. Johnson Brock has jumped out now. 14-0. Here we go. The try for the two-point conversion. Flossenbarger as wide receiver to the right is Perriott. Man comes in motion. Hands the ball into Sloan Pelican, and he'll carry it in. Pelican carries in for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes on top 16-0. 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn, Nebraska.
That scoring drive for the Eagles took 6 plays to cover 63 yards. It was capped by a 25-yard touchdown pass. Caleb Flossenbarger to Nick Perriott. 2-point conversion carried in once again. And the Eagles go up 16-0. 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. So, Johnson Brock has jumped out to a 2-score lead in this first period. Had a couple of breaks to get there, that's for sure. Especially that fumble recovery earlier on the last drive. So now Sloan Pelican will line the ball up at the 30-yard line and get set to kick it off here again. Escalante is back deep. Comes forward. Here's his kick. And the ball is going to be fielded. He'll bring it out from the goal line. Gabe Escalante to the 10, to the 15, and hit and dropped at the 16-yard line. Gabe Escalante actually fielded that ball at the 1, stepped into the end zone, and then brought it out of there and gets about a 15-yard return out to the 16, and that's where the Wildcats will begin this drive, first and 10.
Leighton Barron gets him for the tackle there.
So now we mark the football at the 16-yard line. That's where they'll put it. First and 10 for the Windside Wildcats, trailing Johnson Brock 16-0 here in the final seconds of this first period. Dax Beamer is the quarterback. Wide to the right goes Gabe Escalante. Wide receiver to the left comes Kruger. He's the big man, 6'8" out here. Shotgun formation for Beamer. Back to pass is Beamer. He rolls right, throws the ball over the middle, overthrows his intended receiver. He was looking for Art Escalante. The pass ball's incomplete. What do we got for
11 time? Seconds left in the first, Randy.
Okay, incompletion stops the clock with 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. We're live from Johnson, Nebraska this afternoon. The Johnson Brock Eagles are hosting the Windside Wildcats. This game coming in the first round of the Class D2 8-man playoffs here in Nebraska. Down in Falls City, Sacred Heart is hosting Osmond. We'll try and get an update for you on that one. Dax Beamer takes the snap. Hands to Escalante up the middle. He'll get yardage to the 20, near the 21. He'll have about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5 yards to go. That will probably be the end of the quarter.
Yep.
So after one period of play, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Windside Wildcats 16-0. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that you expect the best care for you and your loved ones. That's why we offer a team of highly trained professionals that specialize in a variety of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services. From annual checkups to visits that you weren't planning, at Nemaha County Hospital, we're proud to provide you with quality care every time. To learn more about our services we offer at Nemaha County Hospital and to view our specialty clinic calendar, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter of play, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Windside Wildcats 16-0. Johnson Brock having held Windside on back-to-back fourth down plays at the end of their series and then capitalized both times with scores of their own. So the Eagles up 16-0. We move to second quarter action. Windside with the football. They're facing a 3rd down and 5 from their own 21-yard line. Dax Beamer, hands under center this time with a single setback. And we're going to have a miscue on the right side of the line. Movement over here. Illegal procedure. That'll set him back 5 yards. And suddenly now it's going to be 3rd down and 10. And the ball is back near their own 16-yard line.
Having a hard time kind of moving that Johnson Brock middle out of the running's been tough up the middle against
them. Even Scalani's had a lot of success. He's averaged 10.4 yards per rush, nowhere near that this afternoon. Johnson Brock, they've given up a couple of long runs. All right, this time we got a wide receiver out to the left. Is Gabe Escalante, hard in the backfield. Back to pass, Beamer. Beamer's going to run with the football. He's hit. He got away. Now setting back, wants to throw downfield. The pass is going to fall incomplete. Great coverage downfield here for Johnson Brock by Nick Perriott. Perriott was stride for stride with Dean Kruger, the intended receiver. Kruger's a big boy. We mentioned he's 6'8", but Perriott was between him and the football. In fact, probably lucky for the quarterback Beamer that pass was underthrown.
You're right.
It fell far short of both the defender and the receiver. All right, punting situation this time. In to punt it is Art Escalante. He'll stand at his own 7. Got the punt out of there. Punt is caught at the 33, 35 to the 40. Inside the 30, the 25, and taken out of bounds goes Caleb Fossenbarger. Inside the 25-yard line, spot it near the 22, and Johnson Brock with just outstanding field position. They will begin this drive at the 22-yard line of the Windside Wildcats, already leading the game here 16-0.
Yeah, great field position again for them, Randy.
All right, wide to the right goes Nick Perriott. Wide to the left, split out here is Hunter Gravatt. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger has Sloan Pelican set on his left hip. Fake to Pelican. Fossenbarger at the 20, the 15, the 10. Breaks a tackle, a 5. Touchdown! 22 yards on the touchdown run by Caleb Fossenbarger. A 22-yard touchdown carry. And Johnson Brock starting to open this thing up early here as they go up by 3 scores now. Fossenbarger just found running room on this left side and took it in. I got to need a time here, John.
11:36.
11:36, opening minute here of this second quarter. Johnson Brock lines up now to go for 2. Caleb Fossenbarger with Pelican set to his right. Calls his cadence on the two-point try. Back to pass is Fossenbarger. Looks to the left in the corner. Pass is going to be complete. Making the catch is Ryan Bowling. Johnson Brock goes up 24-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Speckman Realty and Auction is having a public land auction Tuesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. in Auburn. The Bob and Rosalie Davis Estate, located just off Highway 75 in Stella, Nebraska, includes a 118-acre farm, 101 of which are tillable, including Muddy Creek bottom ground, and 8 acres of heavy timber along the creek with hunting potential. The site has outbuildings, a septic system, and well with amazing views and ample privacy. More info and aerial drone footage online at SpeckmanRealtyAndAuction.com. The Stella Land Auction is Tuesday, November 2nd in Auburn at 1 p.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
Well, after a punt return down to the 22-yard line, it took Caleb Fossenbarger just one play to carry it in from 22 yards out. Two-point conversion pass from Fossenbarger complete to Ryan Bowling. Johnson Brock, just like that, has jumped out to a 24-0 lead with 11:36 to play here in the second quarter, first half. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Sloan Pelican with the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away for the fourth time this afternoon. Pelican comes forward. Here's his kick. This time a short end-over-ender is going to bounce at the 10, be picked up at the 10, out to the 15. The return man stopped just short of the 20. On the return was Caden Ellis. Ellis, not a lot of running room on that left sideline, stopped shy of the 20-yard line.
Ryan Bowling knocks him down there for the tackle for Johnson Brock.
Just a gorgeous afternoon for high school football here in Johnson, Nebraska. Temperatures in the 50s. Bright sunlight, very little breeze. The folks across the way wearing light jackets, just comfortable for the fans. Actually, a little bit warm inside this press box with that sun shining in from the west. Spot the ball at the 19-yard line for the Windside Wildcats as they come over the football. Dax Beamer will set up the shotgun formation. Art Escalani is back there with him. Split wide to the right is Gabe Escalani. Hand the ball to Art. Art goes into the middle. He's hit at about the 20, maybe got a yard. Two at the most. It's going to bring up second down and about 8 yards to go.
Getting off the bottom of the pile there, it looks like, is number 25.
25?
Yes. Zach Hawley there.
Folks up in the Windside, in the Windside School District, we welcome you to the telecast. If you found the video stream here on JohnsonBrocksDrive.tv, why not give a friend a call up in the Windside area, tell them where you found us online so they can watch the game and enjoy the broadcast also. Second down and 8 yards to go at the 21-yard line for the Wildcats. Dax Beamer puts a wide receiver to his right. Back to passes, Beamer sitting in the pocket. Lots of time. Pass is complete out to the right. Dean Kruger makes a reception, and Kruger's going to have first down yardage out to the 31-yard line.
Big target there. Nick Perriott, though, for the stop for Johnson Brock. Knocks him out of bounds.
They don't list weights on their program, on their roster for Windside, but we were told by our friend, the announcer here from the Wayne Station, that Dean Kruger is 6'8", and he showed us that there, way up high in the air. They can throw that ball up where probably nobody else can reach it. First down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Spread formation. Two wideouts to either side. Beamer all alone in the backfield. Dumps the ball over the middle. The pass intercepted. It went off the fingertips of Gabe Escalani and then into the hands of Caleb Fossenbarger right in front of the Johnson Brock bench, and Caleb just could not quite gather that one in. Very, very close. We've got a flag on the play. Holding is going to be the call. Holding is the call against the Wildcats of Windside, so that'll be penalty yardage assessed against Windside. 10-yard penalty is going to mark the football back to the 16-yard line, and it's going to bring up first down in 25 yards, 15-yard penalty to the 16, first and 25 for the Wildcats. So Windside, kind of a little bit stunned here right now. They find themselves down by 3 scores early here in the second quarter. We haven't played that long.
No.
spread formation. Beamer's going to open things up here now with two wideouts to each side in the gun. Back to pass. Dax Beamer scrambling. Here comes the rush. He's got to hurry to get rid of the football. Just throws it away out here to the 20, and he was very close, believe it or not, to getting caught in the end zone. They had him right down at the goal line there, two defenders on him, and Dax Beamer was getting all the pressure in the world that he wanted there on that pass.
Yeah, that was good pass rush up front from Johnson Brock.
And pretty good coverage by the D-backs here for Johnson Brock. They had that one pretty well diagnosed. So it'll bring up now second down and 25 yards to go. They got to go for big chunks of yardage on second and this long. Second and 25 from the 16-yard line for Beamer. Wide receiver to his right, wide receiver left. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Beamer, here comes the rush again. Throws the ball. Pass is complete. Coming back across the middle is Gabe. Gabe Escalante's got running room. He's going to get the first down yardage. He'll be down to the 38-yard line. They needed 25. He got 26.
Fossenbarger made the stop there. Boy, that he came clear across the field there. He was scrambling and hit him right in the numbers there, Randy.
On the play, Gabe Escalante was split out wide to the left, and Gabe just kind of got lost over there. Waited and waited and waited, and then he came sprinting across the middle on a slant pattern. Beamer waited for him, had time to get the ball to him, and of course we all know that Gabe Escalante can run with the football. He's got it to the 38-yard line. First and 10. A little life here now for the Wildcats at the 38 of Johnson Brock. Dax Beamer has the snap. Beamer back to pass. Throws out to his left. Pass is incomplete. Dean Kruger had it on his fingertips, and Kruger was tackled. Both players are down over there. Kruger's slow getting up. The man that made the hit on him was Hunter Gravatt. Gravatt is slow getting up also. That was quite a collision just as that ball arrived, and both players slow getting up off the field.
Gravatt is sitting up, though. That's nice to see.
We've got timeout on the field for the injured player here. We'll step aside and take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Sunny 101.3.
Well, good news here for Johnson Brock fans. The player shaken up was Nick Perriott. It was Perriott that made the hit over there. We thought it was Gravatt a minute ago, but it was Perriott. And he's coming to the sideline under his own steam here. Appears that he's going to be okay. So, the incomplete pass brings up second down and 10 yards to go. The ball at the 38-yard line of Johnson Brock. The Eagles leading here by a score of 24-0.
10 minutes left.
With 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Dax Beamer in shotgun formation. Art Escalante to his left. Wide receivers right and left. Back to pass. Beamer ducks inside. He's going to be hit. Dropped for a loss on the play. Back near the 40-yard line. Good defensive effort there on the part of the Eagles.
Number 40, Leighton Barron, Scott, in there for threw him for, looks like, about a two-yard loss, Randy.
Leighton Barron, just a sophomore, got in there to lead the tackle for the loss, put the ball back out to midfield at the 40. Third down and 12, and Winside, despite this big play offense that they've showcased all season, has not had a lot of luck here on long yardage situations. Third down and 12, although except they did have a 26-yard completion on this drive. Back to pass is Beamer. Pressure coming. Beamer dumps it out to the middle. Pass is complete to Art Escalante. He's tackled after a gain of a yard down to the 39. It's going to bring up fourth down and 11. And you got to wonder now, what is Winside thinking? On two occasions, they've gone for it on fourth and didn't get there either time. The last time they were in this part of the field and went for it, they turned it over and ended up giving up a score. Looks like they're going to punt the ball this time. Is it Escalante in there to punt the ball? He's going to wait at his own 33-yard line, has the snap. He will kick it.
Fossenbarger back deep for the punt.
Caleb's going to chase the ball. He's going to have to. No, he's not going to field it. It's going to get into the end zone for him. Oh, Caleb was holding his breath there for a minute. Once he made the decision not to field the football, then he had to hope that it got on into the end zone, and it did. So they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where they'll start.
8 minutes and 40 seconds left before half.
8:40 to go here in the first half. You guys may wonder why Tom's helping me out. I can't see the scoreboard from where I'm located, so Tom has that viewpoint.
We're at an angle, and it is hard to see.
And you're doing a fine job, Mr. Barton. All right. Caleb Fossenbarger is in the gun. Hands the ball up the middle to Sloan Pelican. Pelican running tough across the 20, out to the 21, maybe the 22. They'll have a gain of 6. We'll give him 7 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 3 yards to go.
Nice first down carry there.
High school football coming your way this afternoon on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Tom Bartek alongside Brian Hurt, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation. Fossenbarger from the gun on 2nd down and 3 has a snap. Fake the Pelican, keeping it himself as Fossenbarger. Spun out of a tackle, got free, and then dives forward across the 25. Nothing but second effort there by Caleb Fossenbarger enabled him to pick up that first down.
Art Escalante hung on there for the tackle.
They had him wrapped up about 3 yards back up the field. He spun out of that tackle, got free, and then dove forward across the 25 to the 26. First and 10, Johnson Brock. Eagles lead it here 24-0. First round, D2 8-man high school playoffs. Eagles with a split receiver to the left side. Fossenbarger has a man in a slot to the left. Pelican sits in the backfield next to Caleb Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger calling his cadence. Long count on 1st and 10. He has the snap. Back to pass. Caleb looks down the left sideline. Downfield, there's the receiver. Pass to Behrens all the way to the 25-yard line. Jalen Behrens on the reception. At the 25, Jalen Behrens, the ball was thrown on the back shoulder. He did a good job of turning around and pulling that one in. Couldn't maintain his balance and keep his feet, but he goes out of the 25, 1st and 10. Johnson Brock on the move once again, leading here 24-0.
7:23 left here in the half, before
Eagles,
half.
Eagles with the football at the 25. Wide to the right goes Behrens. Wide to the left side of the field now for the Eagles comes Gravatt. Quarterback, Fossenbarger has a snap, gives to Pelican up the middle. Pelican is hit and ran right over the defender. Oh, Pelican, by all practical purposes, should have been stopped after a gain of 2. He just drove that defender back an additional 3 yards, and Sloan gets the football all the way to the 20-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 5.
Art Escalante made the stop, but, boy, he felt it on that one, Randy.
Put the ball just inside the 20-yard line, 2nd down and 5 now for the Eagles. They lead it 24-0 here in the second quarter. Wide receivers, 2 wide to the right. Ryan Bowling in a slot to the right. Fossenbarger with Pelican set behind him. Fossenbarger has a snap. Picks to Pelican, pitch the ball back to the trailing back, running the left side inside the 10-yard line. Carrying the football is Hunter Gravatt, and Gravatt takes that ball down to 1st and goal at the 8-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Dax Beamer with a good tackle there.
Johnson Brock already up 24-0. They're thinking about just kind of blowing this thing open right here in the first half. One more score, and this starts to look like a pretty big mountain here for Winside to try and climb. At the 8-yard line, 1st and goal, Caleb Fossenbarger all alone in the backfield, spread set, 2 wide receivers left, 1 wide to the right. Fossenbarger calling his cadence on 1st and goal, has the football, gives the ball off to Pelican. Pelican is hit and then dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Very little, if any, gain for Sloan Pelican on that one.
Escalante there hanging on there. That was a good tackle there. Real short gain on 1st down.
An inside handoff coming from left to right there went to Sloan Pelican, but the defense had that one pretty well diagnosed. Winside was waiting for it. They stop him after very little gain. We'll call it still 2nd down and goal from the 8.
5:36 left before half, Randy.
But a wide receiver, Jalen Behrens, wide to the right. To the left goes Hunter Gravatt. Fossenbarger has Pelican set next to him in the backfield. Take the snap. Fossenbarger wants to keep it up the middle. He's inside the 5, the 4, maybe down to the 3. Going to bring up 3rd down and goal inside the 5-yard line. Mark the football at the 3. That's where they'll put it.
Mason Top, the nose guard, made the stop there for Winside.
Spot the football on the west hash mark, the right side hash mark. Johnson Brock going north to south here on their home field in Johnson. So the ball right at the 3-yard line. The wide side of the field is to the left for the Eagles. They lead it 24-0 at this juncture. Looking to put another one in there. Here come the Eagles. They break the huddle and put 2 wide receivers to the left side of the field. In a slot to the left is Behrens. Gravatt is wide out to the left. Now timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock. We'll step aside, be back in 30 seconds. The Johnson Brock Eagles up 24-0 on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Katula, Tom Bartek, back with you here at Johnson Brock on our Strive TV. Logan Schultz, Skyler Witt, our producer, engineer, and cameraman for Johnson Brock Broadcasting. Our thanks to Tara Studheit, the sponsor here for the Strive TV program at Johnson Brock, for allowing us to provide the audio for this afternoon's telecast. We hope it enhances your picture a little bit, hearing what we're doing on the radio to go with it. The nice part is when we team up this way, everything's in sync, too. Sometimes we're 5 seconds ahead of the video stream, and then we sound like fortune tellers. Third down and goal at the 3-yard line. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger coming out of the timeout. Takes a snap. He's going to run to his left to keep the football, and he'll race everybody into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well-blocked play on that.
Fossenbarger will score on a 3-yard touchdown run for the TD. What's the time there, Tom?
4:37 left before half.
At the 4:37 mark, Johnson Brock has just jumped out to a 30-0 lead on that drive, and now they'll line up to go after the two-point conversion. They're 3-for-3 on the conversion attempt so far this afternoon. Behrens goes wide right. Gravatt sets in a slot to the right. Pelican to the right side of the quarterback, Fossenbarger. Caleb Fossenbarger from the shotgun has the ball, wants to throw. Looking over into the corner of the end zone, overthrows the intended receiver. The pass falls incomplete, and Johnson Brock goes up 30-0 with 4:37 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
Well, Johnson Brock began that drive at their own 15-yard line. Took them 8 plays to cover 65 yards. Caleb Fossenbarger carrying in for the score from 3 yards out. The conversion pass fell incomplete, and Johnson Brock is now up 30-0 with 4:37 to play in the first half here at Johnson. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. All right, Mr. Pelican has the ball teed to the 30. Sloan's got a lot of kickoff practice here. We kicked off to open the game, and he's had 3 kickoffs since. This will be his 5th attempt kicking the football away. Sloan Pelican comes forward. The toe meets the pigskin. It's an end-over-ender. A short kick fielded at the 8-yard line. Gabe Escalante, 15-20. Gabe out across the 20 to the 25-yard line, and he'll be dropped there. And that's where Winside will start 1st and 10 at the 25. And, Tom, you hate to say it's do-or-die time, but Winside, if they expect to have a shot at this ball game, it's going to be pretty important they get some points on the board before halftime. They're trailing now by 4 scores, down 30-0, and they begin this drive at the 25-yard line. And outside of a couple of plays, they gave up a big one on that 3rd down where they gave up a 26-yard pass play. But for the most part, I've been really impressed with the way Johnson Brock's defense has managed to keep this Winside offense contained here, because it's no secret Winside, they've got all kinds of weapons. Gabe Escalante, Dean Kruger, Dax Beamer, but so far Johnson Brock's defense has got the job done. Beamer hands the ball to his running back. That's Art Escalante. Art's got some running room down the left sideline before being knocked out of bounds. He'll have a gain of 12 on that carry. Picks up 1st and 10 down out to the 37-yard line.
Gravett pushes him out of bounds there.
New line of scrimmage is at the 37. Windside's own 37. Wildcats trailing here 30-0. This game coming in the first round of the eight-man playoffs, Class D2 here in the state of Nebraska. The ball at the 37-yard line. Wide receivers to the right side of the field. Two wides to the right. Spread formation. Beamer back in shotgun. Sets in the pocket. Now scrambling. Here comes the pressure. Beamer got away. More pressure coming. Now he's going to run with the football. He turns the corner of the 40. The 35 and driven out of bounds. A flag is thrown near the 35-yard line as he's knocked out of bounds. They may call that a late hit. One of the bystanders over there, I don't know if he's a... That's a man on the down marker or just somebody standing there watching, went down pretty hard as he got hit.
Yeah, they're going to get Nick Perry with a little bit of a late hit there out of bounds.
A little bit of a late hit on the sideline, so that'll be a personal foul against Johnson Brock, and that's not what the Eagles wanted to see. That happened at the 36-yard line. The big penalty is going to mark the football all the way down to the 21. So now, Windside, with a serious scoring threat here, with 4-0 to go, I believe it is.
4:16 in that before half, Randy.
4:16 left to play here. Plenty of time. Windside with a big boost there from that 15-yard personal foul. Has the ball at the 21-yard line of Johnson Brock. Eagles with their defense back to the wall. This is the deepest penetration of the afternoon for Windside. First and 10 of the 21. Beamer hands under center. Split backs. Back to pass. Beamer scrambling. Running with the football. Hit as he got rid of it. Oh, pass is caught at the 20. Down to the 15. To the 11. Making the reception was Art Escalante. And it looked like Sloan Pelican had an interception.
It did. It bounced right off his hands and into Escalante's hand.
Pelican was standing in front of Escalante when the pass was thrown. It went through Pelican and right into Escalante. Art gets the football down to the 11. A gain of 10 on the play. And it'll be first down and 10 now at the 11-yard line. This is a crucial possession for the Windside Wildcats, trailing here 30-0. Pretty imperative. We said as they began this drive, it's pretty important
right.
They do something this time and get
right.
Points on the board. Let's see what they can do. Dax Beamer has a single setback behind him, Art Escalante. Slot to the right, Gabe Escalante. Back to pass, Beamer. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass falls incomplete. Nearly intercepted again. Sloan Pelican was there with the intended receiver, and Sloan had as much of a shot at that as did Art Escalante.
That was good coverage by Sloan on that. We had 3:39 left before half, Randy. Plenty of time here for Windside.
So now the football with the incompleted pass. Clock has stopped. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 11. Boy, if Johnson Brock could somehow get the defensive stop here and turn him away.
Oh, that'd be big.
What an emotional thing that would be. Dax Beamer, split backs behind him, the Escalantes. Give the ball off to Art Escalante, running the right side. He crashes inside the 10, down around the 8 or the 9-yard line.
Leighton Behrens with the stop again. Boy, the going is just tough up the middle, isn't it, rushing for Windside.
Give him a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll be 3rd down and 7 from the 8-yard line. They can get a 1st down if they can get the ball inside the 1. So the football is spotted. Now at the 8-yard line is what we'll call it. 3rd down and 7 at the 8. That's where it's marked. Dax Beamer with split backs behind him, double tight end set. Beamer has the snap, back to pass, looking into the end zone. Throws the ball over the middle, passes caught. Touchdown. Making the reception is going to be Austin Nelson.
Yes, Austin Nelson.
So Nelson comes up with the reception, and that was an 8-yard touchdown pass. Complete to Austin Nelson. And boy, he was well covered also.
He sure was. That was a great grab.
Defenders right there. What's the time on that score?
2:58 left before half.
2:58 to play here in the second quarter. On the board for the first time, an 8-yard touchdown pass from Beamer to Austin and Nelson. Here's the try for the 2-point conversion. Beamer throwing into the end zone. Pass is deflected and knocked away. It fails, and our score goes 30-6. 2:58 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Toshi in Auburn and Weston in Falls City.
That Wildcat scoring drive took six plays to cover 55 yards, capped by an 8-yard touchdown pass from Dax Beamer to Austin Nelson. Nelson made the reception just inside the goal line. Conversion attempt pass was batted down, and with 2:58 to play in the first half, our score stands 30-6. Johnson Brock on top. Windside's Art Escalante will kick the football away here. To Johnson Brock. Here's the kick. An end-over-ender goes to the near sideline. Fielded over here by Perriott. Perriott upfield to the 20, the 25, the 30, 35. Midfield the 40. At the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5, and all the way goes Nick Perriott for the touchdown. Fielded that ball at the 5.
Yeah, I don't see any flags either, Randy.
A 75-yard kickoff return by Nick Perriott. All the way for the touchdown. No flags anywhere that I can see out here. 75 yards. Give me a time there, Tom.
2:49.
That didn't take much since the last score, did it?
No. 9 seconds.
Yeah, that's a pretty good run, 9 seconds. On a kickoff return, 75 yards for the touchdown. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Fossenbarger calling his cadence. Caleb has a snap, gives the ball off, running in, standing up for the two-point conversion is Gravatt. Gravatt carries it in, and now it's 38-6. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. That scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
Well, after giving up their first touchdown on defense of the afternoon, they were quick to respond. Johnson Brock with a 75-yard kickoff return by Nick Perriott. Gravatt carried in for the two-point conversion. It's 38-6. Johnson Brock on top. 2:49 to play here now in the first half. Eagles with a big lead. Johnson Brock. What seems like for the umpteenth time this afternoon, Sloan Pelican tees the ball up at the 30-yard line, set to kick it away, down deep. Gabe Escalante stands on the left. On the right side down there is Caden Ellis. And here's Pelican's kick. End over ender. Escalante's going to field it. No, he won't. It goes into the end zone. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. You can almost kind of feel like maybe the spirit is broken a little bit here for Windside, because Escalante, normally you might think he'd field that ball at the 5 and come up field with it, knowing you're only going to get it at the 15 if it goes into the end zone.
Yeah.
And he just kind of hung his head and let the ball go over his head into the end zone, didn't even attempt the return. And honestly, that surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, after that big scoring drive from Windside, boy, that's tough when you get a kickoff return on that next possession.
Escalante,
there.
A very talented football player, without a doubt here. I mean, you can see that just with his athleticism, the way he handles himself on receiving the ball and running it. But there, no attempt to bring it out and try and return it. So the football at the 15-yard line, spread formation, two wideouts to each side. Dax Beamer in the shotgun formation has a man in motion. Little inside handoff, pitches the ball in, and tossed that ball on the inside handoff to Caden Ellis. Ellis will have yardage across the 15. We're going to have timeout taken on the field. We'll step aside here late in the first half. 38-6, Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek with you. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Windside Wildcats 38-6. Tom, did we ever get a scoring update from Jug Brown Stadium? We've got the Sacred Heart Irish are hosting Osmond, the Osmond Tigers, this afternoon. What do you got there?
I do have one. Fall City Sacred Heart, after the first quarter, is up 34-0.
Ooh, Sacred Heart winning big also. Back to pass. Beamer throws the ball over the middle, and the ball is going to be caught. That's one of those simultaneous catch things that goes to the offensive player. Dean Kruger over there battling with the defender, I believe Bowling.
Nick Perry was there.
They both came down with the ball, but Kruger's going to win that battle. Gain of about 7 on the play. Put the football across the 26, or give him 6 on the play of the 26. Third down and 4 yards to go. Football at the 21-yard line, third down and 4 with a gain of 6. Windside trailing now, 38-6. Johnson Brock leading big here. Sacred Heart similarly leading the Tigers of Osmond down at Chuck Brown Stadium. Dax Beamer takes the snap. He wants to throw. He's going to throw out to the left. Ball tipped away. Fossenbarger, oh so close. The intended receiver, Gabe Escalani. I've lost count. 3,
wow,
maybe 4 times now. Johnson Brock has had what appeared to be a pick 6.
Well, I think with Windside struggling a little bit to run the ball anymore, they've gone to passing, and Johnson Brock starting to jump a few of those routes.
Here we go. Again, the spread set. 2 wide outs to each side. Punting formation, actually. Back to punt the ball. Escalani. Fossenbarger back deep to return it. There's the punt. Fossenbarger's going to field the ball. Bobbles the football, chases after it, and dives on the ball at the 30-yard line. And that's your senior experience there. Instead of trying to do something heroic with it, he realizes, I just dropped the ball. My job now, my primary purpose in life, is to get on the football. And that's what Fossenbarger did. That's experienced football. You can see a senior getting on the ball. He's got good field position. At the 30-yard line, first and 10. How much time left?
Minute 38 left before half.
Already leading 38-6. Let's see if the Eagles play it conservatively and here just go to the locker room up like they are, or if they open things up and go for it. First and 10 from their own 30. Wide receiver to the left side of the field. Ryan Bowling is split out here. Behrens is in a slot to the left. Man coming in motion from left to right. Back to pass, Fossenbarger over the middle. Pass in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. He was looking over the middle for Gravatt, and Gravatt just couldn't gather it in. 2 defenders right there with him near the first down marker.
Caden Ellis had good coverage for Windside on that.
We invite you to stay tuned for the halftime show, as we'll have a halftime scoring recap for all the first half, brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. Trips to the left this time for Caleb Fossenbarger on second down and 10 from his own 30. Caleb waiting for the snap from Mason Benham, has the ball. He sets. He's going to throw deep downfield. Hunter Gravatt has it at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! The line of scrimmage was a 30-yard line. It will be a 50-yard touchdown pass to Hunter Gravatt. And Johnson Brock now is blowing this thing wide open here in the first round of the 8-man playoffs. Hunter Gravatt just gathered that one in and took it down the left sideline, then angled back across the middle for a 50-yard touchdown pass.
He just got behind Caden Ellis there. He's having a hard time sticking up, staying up with that speed.
Time on that one, Tom.
Minute 25 left before half.
1:25 on that touchdown. Suddenly it's 44-6. All right, Fossenbarger in the gun. Gives the ball to Pelican. He's fighting. Can't quite get there. Conversion fails. And our score now 44-6. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. Randy Gatula alongside Tom Bartek. Eight-man high school football playoff action. A minute 25 left to play here. The Johnson Brock Eagles up 44-6, a 50-yard pass play. Caleb Fossenbarger to Hunter Gravatt, a two-play 50-yard drive. Conversion attempt failed. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. And a big thank you to our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, Weston Witt, for your sponsorship throughout this 2021 high school football broadcast season. Your support is very much appreciated, as is that of our friends at Arm Brewster Motor Company that bring you the halftime recap and the postgame show at each and every one of our broadcasts. Sloan Pelican comes forward to kick the ball. End over ender. Escalante's going to let it sail into the end zone. He'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, so a little more than a minute left with which to work here for Winside, as the Johnson Brock Eagles now leading the Wildcats 44-6. And Tom Bartek, I didn't see this coming.
No, not the way the game started off.
I was just looking at the stats and the way the two teams matched up. I expected a real dogfight
here.
And, right now, Johnson Brock had just kind of taken command of the ball game, and they had a couple of early breaks there with recovered fumbles and stops on fourth downs, and that kind of set the tone. And once the pendulum swung of momentum, Johnson Brock kind of took it from there.
Yeah.
All right, Dax Beamer trips to his right. Beamer has the ball, wants to throw, scrambles up the middle. He's going to run. He'll be hit and dropped after a gain of about three out to the 18-yard line to bring up second down and seven.
Sloan Pelican made the stop there. Three-yard gain there for Winside.
Apparently, there's pretty good coverage downfield. I'm, of course, watching the quarterback and following the football, but he's having a difficult time finding receivers, and it seems like when he does let a pass fly, Johnson Brock seems to be there contesting every single reception, nearly coming up with a couple of pick sixes here in the first half.
Front three of Johnson Brock's putting a lot of pressure on Beamer back there.
Spread formation, wide receivers both sides, back to pass. Beamer throws it out to the left to his big tight end, Dean Kruger. Kruger has first down yardage. He's got the ball across the 25, out near the 28-yard line. Kruger, a little bit slow getting up, being assisted there by one of the Johnson Brock defenders, helping him to his feet.
Taking some hard hits. Nick Perry had laid a pretty good one on him there.
I like to see that sportsmanship, though, helping him to his feet. Yeah. Timeout taken on the floor by on the field by Winside. 44-8 our score. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska. Time, Tom.
We've got 44 seconds left here before half.
Final minute of play in the first half. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Winside Wildcats 44-6. And, Tom, give me that scoring update again on the Sacred Heart game. They're playing Osmond, the Osmond Tigers. That game being heard on our sister station, KTNC.
At halftime right now, Randy, Sacred Heart is up 55-8.
55-8, so the Sacred Heart Irish on a roll over the Osmond Tigers right now. Osmond up in the same neighborhood here as Winside. They're northwest a little ways from Norfolk. Winside northeast. Back to pass, Beamer. Pass complete out here to the right side. Making the reception on the right is Caden Ellis. And Ellis is driven out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Short of first down yardage. It'll bring up second down, about 8 yards to go here.
Leighton Barron's there to knock him out of bounds.
Going out of bounds, stops the clock. The football at the 30-yard line. Spotted on the right side hash mark here. Winside would love to put some points on the board in these final seconds just to get a little emotional boost. Right now, they're down 44-6. And as we said, that starts to become a pretty big mountain to climb.
Yes, sir.
35 seconds left here.
As the sun sinks in the west here at Johnson, it becomes more of an issue for us, too. Back to pass is Beamer. Beamer over the middle. Pass complete to Kruger. Kruger tackled near the first down marker out around the 38-yard line. I think he may have the first down. It looks like he's got enough.
Does look like it. Nick Perriott there on the stop.
He'll move the down marker. First and 10 at the 38. Quickly up over the line of scrimmage come the Wildcats. Spread formation, two wideouts to each side as Beamer calls the cadence. Dax Beamer back to pass, rolling left. Now looking over the middle, downfield. There's a receiver, pass falls incomplete. Intended for Art Escalani. Good coverage down there by Caleb Fossenbarger. And there again, a case where the defensive man right there with the receiver. Every pass they throw is contested.
Yep. Good coverage there. We've got 19 seconds left here,
all right,
Randy.
Clock stopped with the incompletion. 19 seconds to play first half. Football at the 38-yard line of Winside. They face second down and 10. The Wildcats are trailing Johnson Brock 44-6 is our score. At the 38-yard line, Beamer puts a wide out to each side. This time he has Art Escalani set in the backfield. Fake the handoff to Escalani. Throws the ball out, in and out of the hands of Gabe Escalani. Trying to fight Gabe. And Gabe had two defenders there, and you got to wonder if Gabe wasn't hearing footsteps. That ball was there. He was thinking about running with the football before he looked it into his hands and put it away, and it ends up falling incomplete.
Yeah, it was a pretty good pass there.
Oh, yeah, not a poorly thrown ball at all. Dax Beamer laid it right on the money, but incompletion brings up third down at 10.
15 seconds left.
From their own 38-yard line. Same set we've been seeing, spread set, formation to either side. Wide receiver right is Caden Ellis. Back to pass, Beamer. Beamer runs, no, he's hit and sacked. Sacked for a loss, big defensive play. Fossenbarger, no, who got it?
Leighton Behrens made it.
Got in there, all right. Leighton Behrens made the sack.
He's going to let it run out now.
So, as time expires here in the first half, the Johnson-Brock Eagles will go to the locker room with a 44-6 halftime advantage over the Winside Wildcats. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, send it back to Brian Hurd in our studios for a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with the Armed Rooster Rotor Company halftime report right after this two-minute time. You're listening to Johnson-Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Never underestimate a person's judgment when they choose to purchase their vehicle at Brinkman Brothers, your Buick, Pontiac, and Chevrolet dealer in Tecumseh. Professionalism and reliability are obvious, or how else could they have been in business for over 40 years? Brinkman boasts a huge showroom, and they believe that personal service after the sale is as important as the sale. Visit Brinkman Brothers on the Courthouse Square in Tecumseh. Judge for yourself. You're bound to agree.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska, where this halftime scoring recap is brought to you by Armed Brewster Motor Company in Falls City, offering many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler, Always choose us for your maintenance and repair needs, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Windside Wildcats 44-6. Let's take a look at how this transpired. In the first quarter, after getting a stop on fourth down and long at the 38-yard line, it took Johnson Brock just 7 plays to punch it in. Sloan Pelican scoring on a 1-yard touchdown carry. Boston Barker carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Johnson Brock jumped out to an 8-0 lead with 7:13 to play in the first period. With just 21 seconds to go in the first quarter, another Johnson Brock touchdown. This one a 25-yard pass to Nick Perriott from Boston Barker, capped a 6-play, 63-yard drive. The PAT was carried in by Scott Sloan Pelican. Sloan Pelican carried in for 2. Johnson Brock went up 16-0 after 1 quarter. In the second period, the scoring onslaught continued for the Eagles, a 1-play, 22-yard drive. Caleb Fossenbarger on a 22-yard run. He passed to Ryan Bowling for the 2-point conversion.
Thank you.
Made it 24-0, Johnson Brock on top. Then with 4:37 to go in the third quarter, Fossenbarger carried on a 3-yard touchdown run that capped an 8-play, 65-yard drive. The 2-point conversion failed, but Johnson Brock had gone up 30-0. With 2:58 to play in the first half, an 8-yard scoring pass from Dax Beamer to Austin Nelson finally put the Windside Wildcats on the board. Their conversion failed, but they pulled back within 3 scores at 30-6. Johnson Brock wasn't done yet. With 2:49 to go in the first quarter, the ensuing kickoff returned 75 yards by Nick Perriott. Ryan Gravatt carried in for the 2-point conversion, and it was 38-6. And then with just 1:25 to go in the first half, the big pass play, Caleb Fossenbarger found Hunter Gravatt with a 50-yard pass, capped a 2-play, 50-yard drive. Conversion failed, but Johnson Brock goes to the locker room in command, now leading Windside 44-6. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Arm Rooster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Falls City. Right now, we want to alert our producer-engineer, Brian Hurd. We're going to send it back to the studios for a 2-minute break, followed by a local weather update, another 2 minutes of important information from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show right after this on Sunny 101.3.
There's something to be said for supporting your community. At Tecumseh Federal Bank, one of the top priorities is keeping the community strong. It shows in their convenient hometown banking services and their honest way of doing business. With no hidden fees, very competitive rates, and FDIC protection. Most important, your loan won't be sold to an outsider and your money stays here in the community. Helping people since 1904, enjoy investments they live with. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock. Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather forecast for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with areas of frost developing. There is a frost advisory in effect. We'll drop back to a low temperature of 35 degrees with winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Sunny Friday with a high temperature of 67 and winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Saturday looks sunny with a high temperature of 66. Sunday showers and a few rumbles of thunder with a high temperature of 73 degrees. Monday looks sunny and cooler with a high temperature of 63.
Tuesday, sunshine, a couple of afternoon showers developing, and warming up again with a high temperature around 74. Wednesday, we'll see a better chance of showers with a high temperature of 66 degrees. And for Thursday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 60s and light southerly winds. Next Friday looks partly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 60s. That's a look at your latest forecast. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
Speckman Realty and Auction is having a public land auction Tuesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. in Auburn. The Bob and Rosalie Davis Estate, located just off Highway 75 in Stella, Nebraska, includes a 118-acre farm, 101 of which are tillable, including muddy creek bottom ground, and 8 acres of heavy timber along the creek with hunting potential. The site has outbuildings, a septic system, and well with amazing views and ample privacy. More info and aerial drone footage online at SpeckmanRealtyAndAuction.com. The Stella Land Auction is Tuesday, November 2nd. In Auburn at 1 p.m.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics: win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson, Nebraska. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Windside Wildcats. Our halftime score, 44-6. Johnson Brock on top. Meanwhile, down at Jug Brown Stadium in Fall City, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Osmond Tigers. Our halftime score there, Sacred Heart 55 and Osmond 8. Big weekend of high school football for you, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Tomorrow night, here on Sunny 101.3, you'll hear John Nixon and Troy Nelson. They'll be across the river bringing you some Missouri eight-man football. Mound City Panthers on the road traveling to Rockport to face the Rockport Blue Jays. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Pre-game show at 6:30. Meanwhile, Tom and I will team up again tomorrow night over on our sister station, KTNC. We'll have the Fall City Tigers at home with Jug Brown Stadium as they'll be hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn's been having a pretty strong season this year, a big challenge for the Tigers as they host their neighbors from the north. I always have a lot of fun with that one, Tom. As you know, I lived in Fall City for 30 years and Auburn for 20, so lots of friends on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And we always enjoy getting together with our friends from Fall City and Auburn for that annual matchup. Again, that'll be on our sister station, KTNC. Both games kicking off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame. And, of course, we'll tell you right now that should things continue as they are so far this afternoon, assuming that both Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart continue here in advance, we will have live coverage next week for you. I believe those games are all on Fridays now, so the next round would be played on Friday night. It's most likely, from the way things look, both Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart would end up on the road if they get a win here at home this round. We don't know where because it's a crapshoot right now. It's all no longer done geographically. It's all done purely by the way they're seated. So you can end up anywhere across the state, and we've had that happen to us. So we won't even guess on where these two teams might go. All I can tell you is this: wherever Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart travel next Friday night to play football, we will have live coverage for you on either Sunny 101.3 or KTNC. Most likely it would be the same arrangement as tonight with Johnson Brock on Sunny and with Sacred Heart on KTNC. That is, again, we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse. That is assuming that these games continue as they are here so far this afternoon. And I haven't seen anything really so far that would lead me to believe anything otherwise.
220.
Okay, we're going to step aside for one more two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with third quarter action right after this two-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Main Street Bank with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Windside Wildcats here at the half, 44-6. This game in the first round action of the Class D2 eight-man high school football playoffs. Johnson Brock will be receiving the opening kickoff here to start this second half, already up 44-6. You remember the Eagles won the toss and elected to defer their decision. They were successful in stopping Windside on a key fourth down play on their first possession, took it right down and scored, and that kind of set the tone for that entire first half.
Yes, it did.
Art Escalante has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Back deep, Fossenbarger stands on the right side. On the left is Nick Perriott. Fossenbarger chases after the ball. It's going to go out of bounds down inside the 10-yard line. Now, Johnson Brock has a couple of options here. They can either make them kick the ball over. They can take penalty yardage and take possession of the football. Let's see what they want to do. They may make them go back and re-kick.
Looks like they're lining up to do that, aren't they?
Surprises me just a little bit here. You're up 44-6. Maybe they've got something special, a special package of return on they want to run, and they haven't really had a chance to showcase that yet this afternoon. So we'll see what happens. On the near side is Nick Perriott. As you watch the video stream here on Johnson Brock Strive TV, on the far side, that's the west side. Over there is Caleb Fossenbarger. Escalante has the ball teed now at the 25-yard line. We'll try and kick it again. Here's his kick. This time off the right side of his foot. And it's going to – that's a live ball, folks. The ball goes out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Very alertly, Hunter Gravatt gets up there and gets on the football. But, you know, I've seen that happen on more than one occasion. The kids get away from it like they would a punt. And suddenly they realize, wait a minute, that's a live football.
Yeah.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's football. They'll begin this drive first and 10, spot the football on the 32-yard line on the hash mark in from the near side. Johnson Brock goes from our right to left, from north to south. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger has Sloan Pelican set behind him in the backfield. Man comes in motion. That's Gravatt. Pitch the ball back to Pelican. Run on the left side. The 35, the 40. The 35, the 30. The 25. And knocked out of bounds near the 20-yard line goes Sloan Pelican. He's actually inside the 20 all the way down to the 17-yard line. Sloan Pelican, a great job down that left sideline.
Jacoby Mann made the stop there for Winside. He was the last man there.
So Johnson Brock comes out and starts his drive off with a big play right off the bat from the 32 down to the 17. Great job there running the football by Sloan Pelican. And, folks, he's just a sophomore. All right, over the football. Here come the Eagles. Again, Fossenbarger has Pelican set to his left. Gravatt set out to the left. Hand off Pelican right into the middle once again. This time he'll get a couple of yards down to the 15-yard line, and it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
Nose guard Mason Topp made the stop after a 3-yard gain.
Right directly into that setting sun here at Johnson. I'm sure our camera operator's having a good time with that, trying to shoot right into the sunlight. Our press box high atop the 40-yard line on the east side of the field. Great place to work football here at Johnson. Wide receivers out wide to the right side. Perriott sets out to the right. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger takes a snap. Pass complete out to the right side. That's Gravatt. Gravatt battling down inside the 5, down near the 1 or the 2-yard line goes Hunter Gravatt. And he's got the football. Looks like at the 1 is where they're going to mark it.
First and goal. Art Escalante made that touchdown saving tackle there.
Ball at the 1-yard line on the right hash mark. First and goal from the 1. Johnson Brock already leading here 44-6. Trying to come out here with an exclamation point to start this second half. Quarterback Caleb Fossenbarger on first and goal at the 1. Takes a snap. Keeps it himself. He'll run to the left to go in for the touchdown. Caleb Fossenbarger scoring from 1 yard out, at 1 yard, a touchdown run. And that puts him up now 50-6. And we're going to be looking at a running clock here in this second half. And that's going to get us out of here in a hurry. What's the time on that score?
10:03.
That score comes with 10:03 to play in the third quarter. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. Fossenbarger keeps it himself. He does not get in. The conversion fails, and our score stands at 50-6. Johnson Brock on top with 10:03 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back at Johnson here. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
A four-play, 48-yard drive for Johnson Brock. The big play, the 31-yard run by Sloan Pelican. Caleb Fossenbarger capped it off with a 1-yard touchdown carry. Conversion failed. Johnson Brock goes up now 50-6 with 10:03 to play here in the third period at Johnson. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by. See the folks in Auburn, Weston Witt in Fall City. Jake and Tasha are the people to visit with in Auburn. Pelican has the football teed up at the 30, ready to kick it away. He's got a lot of practice and kickoffs this afternoon. Driving it over-under, way into the end zone. Ball lands 5 yards deep in the end zone and rolls out the south end on a gorgeous October evening in Johnson, Nebraska. Sometimes people ask me after all these years, why are you still out there doing this? This afternoon, this is why.
This is why.
Yeah. This is the perfect afternoon. Where would you rather be, Tom?
I know.
You gotta admit, this is a good time.
I agree.
The ball is gonna be brought out to the 15-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Wildcats. If you're just joining us, Johnson Brock in command here, 50-6, and what's been a little bit of a surprise for me, I looked at the numbers of Winside had been putting up and kind of expected to be things a little more competitive. Beamer's going to come up hands under center this time, set his backs in the I formation. He gives to his I back, running off the middle, right up the center goes Gabe Escalante. And he'll carry it forward for about five out to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Ran into Fossenbarger and Sloan Pelican after a five-yard gain.
You know, when you stop Escalante for a gain of five, that's normally nothing to brag about. But in all honesty, that's an accomplishment. Gabe's been averaging 10.5 yards per carry unless they throw the ball to him, and then he averages 11 yards per reception. So Escalante, a wonderful athlete. You can see that out here. Got five on that one. Second down and five at the 20 now. Dax Beamer under center. Back to pass. Beamer sets. Going to throw the ball downfield. Pass is caught.
Wow.
Complete to Dean Kruger. Kruger makes a reception out to the 38-yard line. He was covered by Fossenbarger, and that's a case where the pass was underthrown, and Kruger came back to it. Not much Fossenbarger could do because he was there on the coverage.
Made a great catch on that, kind of stretching out for that.
So now the football comes out to the 38-yard line, right smack dab in front of the press box. That's what I love about coming to Johnson to broadcast football. We're at the 40-yard line on the third floor. We're three stories up and no more than 10 yards from the sideline. We're right above the action.
Pretty good vantage point.
You can hear him call it. Beamer back to pass. Over the middle. There's his receiver. Overthrows his intended receiver, Gabe Escalante. Escalante, maybe a little misconnection there, miscommunication. Escalante didn't go quite as deep, I think, as Beamer was expecting on that route. So, the incompletion brings the football back to the 38-yard line, where the Wildcats will be facing second down, 10 yards to go. 180 miles, a three-hour drive for the Wildcats to come down here from Windside. We mentioned earlier, Windside located about halfway between Norfolk and Wayne, about 20 miles northeast of Norfolk. The Irish opponent, Osmond, the Tigers, they're north and west of Norfolk, up in the same neighborhood, a little ways west farther.
7:30 left here in the third quarter.
Second down and 10 at the 38-yard line for Dax Beamer. Double tight end I formation. Beamer's back to pass. Throws the ball out. Pass.
Oh.
Nearly intercepted once again by Fossenbarger. Pass was intended for Maddox McGuire. Fossenbarger went up there. How close can you get to an interception?
They had a couple of times there, hadn't he?
And every one of these has been a case where you could have a pick six, just not quite able to come down with it. They've had at least four, maybe five, what I would call near interceptions here. All right, incompletion brings up third down and 10 yards to go at the 38-yard line. Spread formation for the Wildcats. Two wideouts to each side. Beamer all alone in the backfield will throw the ball. Pressure's coming. They're putting a blitz on him. He throws the ball over. There's the interception at the 40. Down to the 35. Inside the 35 to the 33 goes Nick Perriott. Perriott jumped the route, stepped in front of Maddox McGuire, the intended receiver. Eventually, you knew the Eagles were going to come up with one of those, and it happens on the very next play. So now, Johnson Brock already in command here, 50-6, finds himself taking possession of the 32-yard line of Windside. First and 10 for the Eagles. Quarterback for Johnson Brock is Caleb Fossenbarger. Calling his cadence. Fossenbarger has the snap. Gives to Pelican. Sloan Pelican is hit. Keeps his feet. Still running. Still tough. Inside the 25. Down to the 21. I got the impression there that Sloan Pelican did not wish to be tackled. Just kept carrying defenders, lugging them forward for first down yardage from the 32 to the 21. A gain of 11 on the carry for the sophomore.
Gabe Escalante hanging on there for the tackle.
Oh, my. They're going to put us to work now. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Wholesale substitutions coming into the ball game for Johnson Brock. Eight new players have just checked in on offense. And, folks, we're still in the third quarter. All right. Let's go to work here and see who we've got doing what.
Wow.
As they break the huddle, we'll see who the new quarterback's going to be. Appears that it's going to be
number 18.
I think
Christopher Melvin.
Grotrian.
Okay.
Grotrian hands it off
back
to Melvin.
Okay.
Melvin carries the football inside the 20. You got a lot of freshmen and sophomores out there now. Looks like Peyton Grotrian, number 24, is your sophomore quarterback. The running back in there was Christopher Melvin. He wears 18. Here's Peyton Grotrian bringing the play in from the sideline. Lane Buckmeyer is one of the receivers. He's a wide receiver to the left side of the field. In a slot to the left is Isaac Brook. Quarterback is Peyton Grotrian. Grotrian calls his starting count. He has the snap. Grotrian wants to run an option, tries to pitch the ball back to his trailing back, Christopher Melvin. Melvin just has to fall on the football for a loss back out to the 25-yard line. Clock is running. We've got a running clock here in Johnson this afternoon with the Eagles on top, 50-6. And we have a lot of freshmen and sophomores who are going to be able to tell their kids about the year when they were just freshmen and we got to play in a playoff game.
That's right. We have 4:13 left here in the third.
Quarterback, Peyton Grotrian. Set on his left is Christopher Melvin. Wide receivers to the left, Buckmeyer and Brook. Back to pass, Grotrian dumps it off to the left. He was looking over here for Isaac Brook. Pass is going to be underthrown and fall incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 15 yards to go, or fourth and 14 from the 25-yard line. Let's see what they're going to do here. A little more than 3 minutes to play in the third quarter with a running clock here. Johnson Brock on top. Ball spotted at the 25, left side hash mark. Johnson Brock with his big lead. They won't punt it, of course, down at this point. Quarterback is set back is Peyton Grotrian. Empty backfield, trips to his right. Austin Meyer in a slot to the right. Back to pass Grotrian. He's going to throw down to the left sideline. His intended receiver was Lane Buckmeyer. The pass is underthrown and falls incomplete. Buckmeyer was well beyond the pass. Falls incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Johnson Brock will give the ball back over to the Windside Wildcats. Wildcats will take over first and 10. Let's see where they're going to mark it. Looking into that sun at 25.
Yeah. Yes,
from the 25-yard line. Well, let's see. Windside trailing as they are here right now, 50-6. We're probably going to see their starters a little while longer here. They've got a lot of seniors out there. Tyler Carlson, Maddox McGuire, Dax Beamer, both the Escalante brothers. Seniors playing their final football game here in a Windside Wildcat uniform. Dax Beamer in a shotgun formation with wide receivers to both sides. Beamer takes a snap. He wants to throw. Throws to his right. Pass is going to be complete out to the right side. Making the reception out here on the right is Caden Ellis, and then he'll be wrapped up. May have a player shaken up here. Ellis being helped to his feet. Went down kind of hard.
Gravett made the stop there.
The gain on the play puts the football out to the 28-yard line. Give him a gain of about three. It's going to bring up second down, 7 yards to go. Clock running with how much time?
Minute 56 and counting.
Say again?
Minute 56.
1:56 to go from the 28-yard line. Dax Beamer brings the Wildcats up to the football. Wide receiver to the right. Beamer has Art Escalante back there with him. Beamer going to throw over the middle. Pass is nearly intercepted, tipped around. Nick Perriott had that one on his mitts, and just he had it on the right hand, then he had it in the left hand. Maybe bounced it off of his foot once or twice, and then it went to the ground. Couldn't quite pull it down. Good defense, though, getting up in the air to get after that one there by Nick Perriott. So the incompletion brings up third down and 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line. Tom?
Minute six left, Randy, and counting. That running clock makes the quarter go by pretty fast.
Any more updates from Fall City?
I did not have one. Still 55-8.
And that was a halftime score with Sacred Heart dominating the Osmond Tigers. Here come the Wildcats over the football on third and seven from their own 28-yard line. Beamer's going to throw the ball off to the left. Pass intercepted. That's Bowling with the ball flagged down at the 20, the 10, the 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown. There was a flag thrown on the play. Bowling intercepted that ball at the 35-yard line. We'll have to wait and see what the flag's going to be here. Give me a time there, Tom.
33 seconds left here.
Waiting to find out what the flag is going to be. I assume that, yeah, that must have gone.
Oh, ineligible downfield, so that'll stand.
Okay, that pass will of course be declined. So how many yards did he go on? They got it at the 35, so it'll be a 35-yard interception. And the score now 56-6. Help me out. Who just intercepted that?
That was Gravett there.
Okay, Gravett had it. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. Grotrian hands the ball off. Fighting. Nope, it fails.
Yeah.
And our score now 56-6. Johnson Rock on top. 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
Hunter Gravatt, a 35-yard return of an intercepted pass for the touchdown. Conversion attempt failed. Johnson Rock now up by 50. 56-6, your score here in the first round of the 8-man Class D2 state football playoffs. Pelican. Teeing the football up, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's had 9 kickoffs already.
Leg might be getting a little tired, Randy.
Having that opening kickoff. Lots of kickoff practice here for Sloan Pelican. Sloan Pelican, just a sophomore, and built like a fire plug.
He is well put together.
He liked trying to tackle the fire plug.
Yes, it would.
I call his running style the bowling ball type. Running style, kind of like Tony Davis used to run
football
in Nebraska. Looked like a bowling ball going through the pins. Pelican has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to come forward. Here's his kick. End over ender, into the end zone. Caught 3 yards deep in the end zone by Mr. Escalante. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. The Eagles on their way to a second-round game next Friday somewhere. Most likely on the road. In fact, we're pretty sure about that. The coaches said they weren't sure of the opponent, but they're pretty sure that they're going to be on the road next week. And we will follow them wherever that may be next Friday. Waiting now for the Wildcats to come over the football at their own 15-yard line. Dax Beamer. Well, we may have a different quarterback.
They do. They've
is that Escalante?
Number 8. Yeah,
Escalante is the quarterback. He's going to try and throw the ball. Now he's scrambling. Escalante's going to run with it. Now throws it back across the middle. Pass nearly intercepted by Bowling, and then it falls incomplete. Bowling did a good job getting in front of the intended receiver as they threw it back across the field.
That's going to be the end of the third, Randy.
After three quarters, the Johnson Rock Eagles on top 56-6. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Tom Bartek, back with you here at Johnson, Nebraska. We move into the fourth and final quarter. Your Johnson Rock Eagles are leading the Windside Wildcats 56-6. Of course, it'll be a running clock here in this fourth quarter with the 56-6 score. As plays resume, Windside will be facing second down at 10, working from their own 15-yard line. I believe they're going to go with Gabe Escalante at quarterback. Back there is brother Art Escalante, sets to his left. Spread formation, Gabe turns, back to pass, rolling to his right. They scramble and chase after him. Pass is going to fall incomplete. Two receivers in the area, intended receivers. I think Dean Kruger was the primary, but there was another kid over there who could have caught it.
Johnson Brock pass rush is just making it tough on him there.
So the incompletion brings up third down and 10 now. Again, the line of scrimmage is at the 15-yard line. And at this point, if you're Johnson Brock, you're up 56-6. You just want to get out of here now and not get anybody hurt. Start thinking about next Friday.
Yes, sir.
We've heard no indication at all as to who the opponent could be, because there's always an upset or two in that first round, and all it takes is one, and all the cards are all shuffled then. So third down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Escalante, the quarterback, Gabe Escalante, in the shotgun formation, has the snap. Gabe's going to run with the football. Now drops back the throw. Here comes pressure. Oh, he's clear back deep at his own goal line. He's hit at the 2, dumps it off, pass complete to Art Escalante. Art breaks a tackle at the 5. He's going to be tackled at the 10, and the net deal is they're going to lose 5 yards on this puppy. After all that scrambling around, it'll be a 5-yard loss back to the 10. It's going to bring up fourth down and 15 at the 10-yard line.
Leighton Barons, let's stop there. There was a lot of running around on that play.
Gabe Escalante took the snap, scrambled to his right, gave ground from the 15 all the way back to the goal line, dumped it off to his brother Art, who caught it at the 5. After catching the pass, Art got 5-yard gain out to the 10. Now it's a punting situation, I think. It looks like they're in punt formation with Gabe Escalante. Yes, he will punt it from his own 5-yard line. Fossenbarger's going to chase after the ball. It bounces around. He picks it up and touches a knee. I think that was probably pretty wise.
Yeah.
I think he's been told we're not going to return any punt and get somebody hurt out here. He was all alone. That had to be hard to do. Nobody within 20 yards of you. And Fossenbarger just had to take a knee there at the 18-yard line. He had to be thinking, can I just return it like 10 or 15 and then take a knee or something? But he did what he was told. Take a knee down there. Don't return it. And here come the Eagles over the football. Let's see. I believe we're looking again at Grotrian at quarterback.
Yes, sir.
All right.
In 18.
Peyton Grotrian takes the snap. Now pitches the ball out to the right to Christopher Melvin. Melvin up across the 20 to the 21.
Melvin with run.
That was kind of a second thought deal there as he dumped it off to Melvin. Melvin got a return before being tackled. I think. Are we looking at some second-team defender? No, I don't think so.
Austin Nelson's going off. He kind of got shook up. He made the tackle there, but he's going off the field.
I think the majority of the defenders, though, both Escalante boys are still in there. The majority of the defenders, I think, are still first-teamers here.
Yep.
Second down, 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line. Quarterback Peyton Grotrian calls his starting count. Grotrian has the snap. Turns, hands the ball off. Ball is loose. Everybody fighting after. I think Johnson Brock got back on the football. Christopher Melvin, a freshman, was the ball carrier. The ball got away from him, popped up in the air, and there to get on the loose football was Thomas Gertis. Gertis with the fumble recovery.
Just kind of came out of his arms there. He wasn't hit on that. It just popped out of his arms when he was running.
As the sun slowly sets on the west horizon here in Johnson, the temperature you can feel already starting to drop a little bit, cooling off in what's been a beautiful afternoon for high school football.
We're down to 8 minutes and 13 seconds.
Isaac Brook, wide to the right. Lane Buckmeyer, wide receiver to the left. Hand off up the middle. Melvin carries the football. He's out near the 29, close to the 30. And then thrown back.
Escalante made the stop, but not until he gets first down, Randy.
First down yardage at the 39-yard line. Quarterback, Peyton Grotrian, the sophomore, over here talking with the head coach, getting the play. Let's try and ID some more of those players in the ballgame. Rowan Benov is in there, the line now. Isaac Brook is one of the receivers. I think Lane Buckmeyer is one of the receivers.
Carter Anderson in there as the lineman.
Austin Meyer is the lineman on the right side. Quarterback, Peyton Grotrian, calling his cadence on first and 10. Grotrian has the snap. He'll run it himself across the 30. Grotrian's hit. He gets the ball out near the 33-yard line. Nice gain there by Peyton Grotrian.
Jacoby Mann filled that hole pretty quick.
Here's Andrew Hodges checking into the lineup. Hodges coming in. Dalton Knippelmeyer coming in off the sideline. Dalton's worked a little radio with us. He likes to do some
good
here on us. Dalton's called a couple of games on the Strive TV last season. Dalton Knippelmeyer, big boy, a junior in the line. Wide receiver to the left, Lane Buckmeyer. Wide right, Isaac Brook. quarterback Peyton Grotrian. On second down and 6 yards to go from the 33-yard line, Grotrian calls the cadence. Gives the ball up the middle, running for first down yardage across the 40-yard line and getting into Wildcat territory. On the carry is Christopher Melvin. Melvin, a freshman, has first down yardage to the 39. What do we got for time there?
Jacoby Mann on the stop. We've got 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game.
Running clock. Johnson Brock on top, 56-6. Don't forget our post-game show. Brought to you by Arm Rooster Motor Company. We'll give you a complete rundown of the scoring, wrap-up of how the game went this afternoon and this evening as Johnson Brock breaks the huddle. Split left, Buckmeyer. Split right, Brooke. Quarterback, Grotrian. Calling his cadence on first and 10 at the 39. Has the snap. Here's the pressure. Oh, Grotrian has the ball pop loose, but I think again. Covered and then loose a second time. And I think Johnson Brock got back on the football. Getting the fumble recovery was Austin Meyer for a gain of about 5.
That ball kicked forward 5 yards, and they got 5 yards on it, Randy.
It was fumbled and recovered and then fumbled again and then recovered a second time. A ball is now down to the 34-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go. Johnson Brock Eagles football. To the left again is Lane Buckmeyer, split out. To the right, Isaac Brook is the slot man to the right side. Quarterback, loose football, and diving after the loose ball is Peyton Grotrian. So Johnson Brock's backup offensive units here having some issues with ball handling. In that case, Grotrian was trying to hand the ball off to Christopher Melvin, and neither one of them came up with it. Here's Gavin Perriott. Gavin's a freshman, big boy. He's checking into the lineup. I think just about everybody on this Johnson Brock sideline has been in the ballgame now. Perriott goes to the left side as a guard out split to the left. Quarterback, Grotrian, calls the cadence. Grotrian hands the ball off. Ball carried by Austin Meyer that time, and Meyer got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all. He's hit right at the line. No gain on the carry.
Big hit by Art Escalante on that.
Now, Art Escalante, these seniors playing their final football game here in high school, they're not going to let up a bit on these final drives. You know that. Fourth down and 8 now for Johnson Brock. The line of scrimmage is at the 37-yard line. Eagles come over the football.
Quick update on that score in Fall City. Fall City's up 55-21 after 3.
All right. Quarterback Grotrian. Peyton Grotrian, the sophomore signal caller on 4th down and 8, is in the shotgun formation. Grotrian has the snap, wants to throw. Pass complete out to the right side to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer makes the reception, but he's tackled immediately at about the 38-yard line. It'll be far short of first down yardage, and Johnson Brock will turn it over on downs. But Lane Buckmeyer has a completion and a reception in the playoff game. The ball spotted at the 38-yard line, first and 10. How much time?
3 minutes and 41 seconds left here.
3:41 left with which to work. Timeout taken on the field by Winside. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're enjoying Johnson Brock High School football on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
As we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. My name is Randy Gatula. That's Tom Bartek over there. Brian Hurt is our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of high school football. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. Our score, 56-6, a little over 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Winside comes over the football.
Jacoby Mann's back there.
Art Escalante is your quarterback now for Winside. Art's going to roll to the right, throw the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete and caught. Making the reception downfield is Caden Ellis. So this is our third quarterback we've seen. All the seniors are getting a shot at playing quarterback in this ballgame.
They sure are.
Artis Meyer is your QB now as he completed that one to Caden Ellis. First and 10 at the 25-yard line. Artis Kalani. Fumbles on the snap from center, picks it up. Here comes the pressure. Hart trying to get away. Now he's going to run with the ball at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Dives near the goal line. I'm not sure.
Going to mark him short.
Oh, looked like he was going to get in there. They're going to mark him down at about the 1.
Yep, it is at the 1.
Clock continuing to run here. Less than 3 minutes to go now. 2:45 to play in the football game. Windside. Well, help me get this one here, Tom, so we know who scored with it. Escalante, now there was some movement there. Flags are fly. Escalante carried it in, but it won't count because the running back went early. It'll be a procedure penalty. It'll be a 5-yard penalty to back him up. It'll be second or first and goal now from the 7 rather than from the 2. They'll back it out of there. Johnson Brock with a 56-6 advantage here. In the final couple of minutes of this running clock, put the ball at the 6-yard line on the right side hash mark. Quarterback Art Escalante. The running back now is Jacoby Mann. He sets in the backfield.
Nope, got a timeout here by Windside.
Timeout on the
timeout.
Field.
We
here, what do you got?
2 minutes and 13 seconds left here in the fourth.
We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Tom Bartek back with you here at Johnson, Nebraska. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left to play in the football game with a running clock. Johnson Brock up 56-6. Windside trying to punch something in here in the late going. They've got the ball down at the 6-yard line, first down and goal. Now playing quarterback is Art Escalante, hands under center. Jacoby Mann is freshman running back. Escalante is back to pass, rolling to his right, pressure coming. He's hit, dumps it over, ball is batted down. Who got the big defensive play?
Rowan Benham made that.
All right, Rowan Benham put his arms up and batted the pass down. It falls incomplete. The clock continues to tick here, so it brings up second down and goal. This group of backup defenders, would they love to come to the sideline and get a stop here late in the ballgame? 56-6. This is their chance to shine in varsity football. Playoff action, nonetheless.
Yes, sir.
Second down and goal at the 6. Art Escalante, the quarterback, puts the backs in the I formation. Caden Ellis in the top of the I. Jacoby Mann is the fullback. Back to pass. They throw to the far corner, and the pass is going to be complete for a touchdown. Complete to Gabe Escalante. Escalante with a 6-yard reception. And what's going to be the time there for me?
Minute 20 left.
1:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Gabe Escalante makes the reception. Well, that's fitting for the senior here. You got to feel good for the young man to catch a touchdown pass late here. That was thrown from his brother Art. So Art Escalante to Gabe Escalante for the 6-yard touchdown pass. Now we'll have the try for the 2-point conversion here. They line up over the football. Jacoby Mann is a single setback in the backfield. Hands under center. Pitch the ball to Mann. A reverse. Rolling around to his right. Throwing the ball in. It's going to be intercepted. The conversion attempt failed. Good heads-up defense over there by Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer got the interception and prevented the conversion. The score 56-12 with a minute 20 left to play in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
There's something to be said for supporting your community. At Tecumseh Federal Bank, one of the top priorities is keeping the community strong. It shows in their convenient hometown banking services and their honest way of doing business. with no hidden fees, very competitive rates, and FDIC protection. Most important, your loan won't be sold to an outsider, and your money stays here in the community. Helping people since 1904 enjoy investments they live with. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
A five-play, 42-yard drive here for the Windside Wildcats, capped by a six-yard touchdown pass, brother-to-brother, Art Escalante to Gabe Escalante. Buckmeyer intercepted the pass for the two-point conversion for Johnson Brock, so the conversion failed, and the score now goes 56-12 with a minute and 20 seconds left to play in the football game. Teeing the football up is Art Escalante. Not many opportunities for him to kick off today. He'll have one here with the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Looks like Buckmeyer's on the far side. Oh, an onsider bounces around here. It's going to go out of bounds inside the 20. Chasing over there after the football for Johnson Brock was Peyton Grotrian, and oh, how badly he wanted to get to that thing. He just couldn't get there in time to scoop it up and do something with it. It got out of bounds on him. The two deep men back were Lane Buckmeyer and Peyton Grotrian, and Grotrian came racing over here to the near sideline, wanted so badly to get to the ball. They'll spot it at the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock. That's where the Eagles will take over, leading 56-12.
Minute 17 left. I think we're going to see just a couple knees here probably, Randy, don't you think?
Well, we'll find out. Here comes Johnson Brock over the football. Center in there, trying to pick up who we've got centering the football. The quarterback, I think, is Grotrian.
Yeah.
Waiting for the snap, and he'll just take a knee.
At 92 at center there for Johnson.
That's
Brown.
Dalton Knipplewire. Yep. Dalton's in at center. Carter Anderson is up there in the line right now. They'll go back here. Buckmeyer's in the ball game. Brooke is in the ball game. Quarterback is Grotrian. They're all huddled up watching that clock run. May have to come up and take one more knee here,
yeah,
I think.
I think so, too, Randy.
Down to 40 seconds to play. In all probability, your final score will be 56-12. Once again, Grotrian takes a knee, and the Johnson Brock Eagles will advance to the second round of the Class D2 eight-man football playoffs somewhere on the road next Friday. And you will hear that game live here on Sunny 101.3. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We're going to come back and give you a complete rundown with the Arm Brewster Motor Company post-game scoring wrap. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best equipment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska. Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Main Street Bank with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC, Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there is good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This post-game scoring recap is brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City. Speak to one of their highly qualified sales team members about a new or used vehicle today.
Well, after opening up a substantial 44-6 halftime lead, Johnson Brock came out on their first possession of the second half, put together a four-play, 48-yard drive, capped by Caleb Fossenbarger on the carry. Conversion failed, but Johnson Brock extended their lead to 50-6. Then with just 33 seconds to play in the third period, a pass interception by Gravatt. Hunter Gravatt took it 35 yards on the pick six. Conversion failed, but now Johnson Brock with a 50-point advantage, 56-6. We had a running clock. It turned into a defensive battle. Johnson Brock substituted freely on offense, especially. They did give up a score with just a minute 20 to play in the fourth quarter. We kind of call that garbage time, but a 6-yard touchdown pass, nevertheless, from Art Escalante to Gabe Escalante that capped a 5-play, 42-yard drive. Lane Buckmeyer came up with a nice interception on the 2-point conversion pass, so it failed. And our game ended up 56-12, our final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles with the win over the Windside Wildcats. This post-game scoring recap presented by Arm Brewster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Falls City. Any more updates from Falls City, Tom?
I do have a final that just came in. Falls City Sacred Heart, 63, Osmond, 41.
63-41. So Johnson Brock, or rather Sacred Heart, obviously substituted freely there. They had established a huge lead in that ball game and got out of there with the win, 63-41. That means, folks, Johnson Brock will be advancing, probably here on Sunny 101.3 next Friday, and the Sacred Heart Irish also advancing. That game will be heard on KTNC. We don't know who the opponents will be. We don't know the location of the next round, but what we do know is whenever and wherever those games are played, you'll hear them live right here on Sunny 101.3. Tom Bartek, as always, a real pleasure to have you join us for the broadcast this afternoon. Glad you could make the trip up here to Johnson.
It was fun, Randy.
Yeah, it was a good time. You don't get many afternoons nicer than what we had here today with the bright sunlight and the beautiful temperatures. So all in all, a great afternoon for high school football. One more time, a welcome and a thank you to all of our listeners and viewers on the Strive TV network and on the online at mscsports.net. People listening in all around the country to playoff football here on Sunny 101.3 via the internet, as well as our live listeners, of course, on Sunny 101.3. So that about wraps it up for our live coverage of football playoff. For Tom Bartek and for Brian Hurt, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score in Johnson. It was the Johnson Brock Eagles 56 and the Windside Wildcats 12. Good evening, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.